Hi, everybody. This is Beth. Welcome to the Galactic Roundtable. Mark Huber, telecall. We are thrilled to have you here today. We want to welcome some special listeners who are listening to gather evidence, and we want to say that we will be talking about the hard news, the news updates, and we will have a channeling from Saint Germain as well as a meditation. We will enjoy Q&A, and we will not be answering any questions regarding our situation today. So please, we have lots of news out there happening today that's very, very important and plenty to talk about. So I would like to first bring on Tara and Rama and see if they have some hard news to share. Thank you.
Greetings.
Hello.
Aloha, everyone. We're here. We're en route to a new world and a new life at the same time, and I think that is ditto for everyone, whether you know it or not.
Oh, my God.
Okay, honey.
What I've been hearing out there today is that the situation, I had to talk to the King's message machine today, and he said I'm up to documents to my third eye, sitting here with the Syrian commander, and two phones to either side of my head dealing with all of the situations going on across your planet. And most of what is going on is a lot of the issues concerning this Nigerian passenger and what happened on that flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. And what the King told me is that right at this time, Christmas, it's also the anniversary of the tsunami that hit, you know, the Southeast Asia quite a few years ago, where you saw Bush and Clinton and all these folks going around the world to help the victims. And this has to do with trying to create chaos in the midst of this moment when the Admiral's time, and the one who has the man with the plan at this moment, and peace is the order of the day. And in the midst of all of this, the Syrian commander is holding the reins in the right way, getting it done. And at the same time, there are a lot of other things going on where, like Tom Hartman calls it, this is the fourth turning. And as the fourth turning is creating that great unraveling, it is where we must be about thy father's business right now. And at that level, it is in the place in which where we must give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God. At that place, it is the understanding that we have to remain vigilant and neutral. This is what the King's message was saying. And we listened to the Moorish call this morning, and
go ahead. Sorry, we're going to make a different change here in our plan. Okay, let's go.
Okay. I just was going to say that the way the King was letting me know in no uncertain terms of the energies at this moment is it has everything to do with the final conclusion of this holographic matrix story. That is the biggest piece here, how this has been overlaid and overlaid and overlaid, layers upon layers upon layers of As Chris Story calls it, obfuscation.
Obfuscation, that's the word.
And it has to do with how these folks wrap themselves in this swirling mist called the evil fairy dust. I call it that, the chemtrails, the stuff that they are trying to retrofit our atmosphere with so they can live.
And us.
And us. And mutate us. And it's not working. What's happening is we are becoming the X-Men, the heroes, the prophets, as has been told. And it's happening exponentially right now. As I talked about yesterday, there was an NPR correspondent who went to Vrindavan, India, and he watched the statues of Krishna and Radha drinking milk and water at this time. And the people in the streets just saying, Kalki Maitreya is returning. In the Middle East, they call him the Mahdi, which is the 10th incarnation of Krishna, Kalki Maitreya. All of these brotherhoods, sisterhoods are here now.
Indeed.
This is why there is such an upsurge and in correlation with the what so-called surge of trying to send more soldiers off to Afghanistan, I'll say that there are many things I heard very early this morning. Jack Rice, who has been in Afghanistan talking about this, and he's back, and he's just saying, sorry, this is unlawful. Congress never declared war against Afghanistan. And it goes back to the movie, Sir. No, sir, I will not accept and I will not take an order that is an unlawful order, and I will not fire on unarmed civilians. I pass the talking stick to Tara.
Yes, I wanted to just, there were so many things, and we didn't get to hear everything because other things are going on here, yet the things I did hear is just wonderful on the Moorish science call this morning. And I wrote down the Vatican Treaty, and the individual was saying you might exhaust your way of finding it, yet let's not leave that out at the moment because there may be something showing up. So everybody keep your eyes peeled and see if you can find it pop up on the Internet, because that is the thing that they have keeping from everyone.
And Tim Geithner is on his way going down, giving all these bailouts to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and trying to, add the golden parachutes to the banksters, the Bankers Manifesto. All of this is a failed attempt to keep the veils pulled over the people's eyes, and it's not working. North Korea is bankrupt. Greece is bankrupt. They are trying to bankrupt the United States, the I Am America race here, yet St. Germain, for a metaphorical term, got his checkbook in his pocket, and he can whip it out any time with his quill and get it done. And I do not know what's holding him up, yet I think the timing is now. I passed the talking stick.
Oh, I'll say one more thing, and that is that from the knowledge now that we have something that has been being suppressed, there is also a whole series of treaties, and they're basically written in a book, and everybody write this down. It's called The Trail of Broken Treaties. And this is also about the Washita Empire, of which women always owned the land, everyone. This is what she was teaching. We are the magnetic ones.
The goddess.
We are the goddess. We come first.
The goddess chooses her pharaoh.
Yes, and then she chooses her mate.
Yes.
And then her mate becomes Pharaoh, and he honors the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we walk in this way, we are walking in all the native teachings all over the earth as the laws of nature, and nature's not God. And there's another body of information we're getting ready to share next time. Yet, just contemplate this, that Thomas Paine actually did write the original Constitution along with the Iroquois Confederacy, along with some others, Benjamin Franklin, etc. Yet the spirituality of Thomas Paine has to do with what we're teaching here about the Moor. It's exactly the same teaching, and it has to do with what Tom Hartman always says, is that, you know, Thomas Jefferson was a deist. Benjamin Franklin was a deist. Thomas Paine was a deist. What's a deist? Let's look at the most important understanding now. Let's go and look at India, in the goddess. That's what it means to be a deist. A deist is in the goddess. And this is the biggest secret ever that they said. They said Allah means the goddess, the black mother.
Madonna.
The black Madonna. And in French Revolution, what they did and what they were busy doing was burning and destroying every black Madonna across the whole of France. And then they went and did it down. And guess why we've got a black Madonna in the square in the town of New Orleans? What is the Black Madonna? It's the ones that we are. We are mother's children. Mother is 12 feet tall. That is the original Black Madonna.
Isis is the Black land, the Kemet.
And from all around. Ethiopia has a much deeper understanding now, meaning that India is Eastern Ethiopia. And the West is Western Ethiopia. That means the children of the West must come to the table now, because the plans of the Dark Ones was to rule from the West with their idea of empire. And we, the deists, the ones we understand who we are, the ones who know the goddess, who spend time year after year, every week, talking to the goddess. And you can talk to the goddess every day in between. Mother is not unavailable. She's everything and nothing, and she's teaching us how to be exactly her. That has to do with Maat. Maat. M-A, Ma, and then A-T, At. And in the reversal, it's the Atma. The Atma is our monad, and now we've got it in the goddess place instead of this usurpation, eraser of that, and then all these white Madonnas instead. Okay.
I just remembered something I read, and it might have been alternet.org or buzzflash.org or .com, but all over the planet there are various agencies connected with the airports doing all kinds of different techniques, searching all kinds of different ways people get in and off planes. And in fact, Donald Trump's ex-wife was thrown off a plane today in Florida because she got unruly. TSA physically took her off the plane because lost it, because children were running up and down the aisles, and she got angry, and the TSA just said, "You're out of here, lady."
Don Rumsfeld?
No, Donald Trump's at five, and
good.
He's a multimillionaire.
Yep.
Nobody is, let's just say, in terms of the TSA, Homeland Security, everybody is fair game. And at that level, this is why we walk with Archangel Michael, Metatron, Michael, and Maitreya, and Mother alongside us.
Yeah.
That's right.
And there are some extenuating circumstances going on in various places. On NPR, I heard today, things going on in Darfur and Sudan and Nigeria that, you know, they are still trying to create stories linked up with Al-Qaeda, which is all CIA, black ops, trying to extend the claw of Vader across those areas of Africa. And this ties in with China and other places where they still want to keep the empire going, yet it is failing. And ultimately what will happen is the Indigo Crystal Children will step up to the plate, as already is what is occurring right now.
And that's what it means to be of the House of Judah. Remember, we've got 13 tribes, and we went over this last night. And these ones, including the Celts, everybody, that's, in other words, we are bringing back the divine black mother through the white skin that we volunteer to come into and to heal. And that means black and white together again, yin and yang together again, male and female together again, in each form, in each living form. As spirit is not physical, then we are in the realms of the seen and the unseen, where each form has access to the feminine first, which is in the unseen world. And they said that the her story is there. It's beyond. Look beyond Atlantis. Look beyond Lemuria. Look beyond Hyperborea. Look to the star nations. We, the people of the star nations, and recognize yourself, that we are the ones we've been like waiting for. We are the ones that said together, in the beginning was the Word of the Godhead, us. And that's
absolutely right, Tara.
Come, okay, we passed the talking stick. Love you, Lady Master.
That is the message of the day. We are the ones. I thank you both so much. I want to add a little bit of news that's out there. In case there are new ones dialing in for the first time today, just to let you know, you're on the Mark Huber telecall. Mark can't be with us today. Mark is a retired naval commander, and he is a source for Faction 3 News. He has connections all the way up, going all the way up, and he has tutored me with hours and hours on the phone, filling me in on the news and how things work. And we have been cited by Ron Reagan, John Elliott, Randy Rhodes, and others as the Galactic Roundtable being the source for the real news. So that's what Mark and I do together. Not only that, with Tara and Rama, we bring in the information about spirit and ascension, and we bring a message no one else brings out there, the Galactics. And we're working with higher levels, and we are protected in our work, and we have been asked to be out there and to be public, and we are. And that's what we do. So thank you so much for joining us today. There were several other news items. Rama and Tara covered several of them. There's a great timeline of the Hillary Bush-Cheney Israel-Mossad connection, which makes up what we call the United States part that has taken us into war in the Middle East. And there's a timeline from 2000 to 2009 on the Galactic Roundtable. It's a very good summary of what's been happening. And you have to click on View All under the Roundtable blogs to see what has been put up. We've posted about 30 articles in the last 12 hours. There was kind of a comical article that came out of Xinhao in China, and it's about the new treaty that they're developing for no nukes between Russia and the United States, and they're saying that it will be signed soon. You know, Rama mentioned Tim Geithner. If you missed it, he slipped in. He snuck in another bailout right on Christmas Eve for I don't know how many millions or billions. The article's on there. I forgot the number, to tell you the truth. if you didn't notice, I've been scouring the news for some hours. The total bailout so far is $111 billion, and the law will change on December 31st, 2009. So Tim got in there and made sure that he got all the billions he could before the deadline. And he decided to go ahead and pay payoffs to the Freddie Mac and Freddie Mae people. The full article's on the Galactic Roundtable. We have also gone in and noticed that as of December 18th, there's 165 failed banks. That's up from 140 the week before in the United States. We have the full list on the GalacticRoundtable.com with the amounts, amounting in billions. We have seen articles and published them. You can read them. I have read them. From China, Japan, India, North Korea, Greece, and Australia saying they are bankrupt. In no uncertain terms, they put down amounts. They beat around the bush a little, but every single article points to the fact that we are living in a world where every country on the map is bankrupt. We included Sweden, and there were some other ones I couldn't get. Some because they were in French newspapers and I couldn't figure it out. If you have articles such as these, especially our foreign listeners, please send them to me. I'd like to have as many as I can collect. This is just a celebration for us because we know that this is what needs to happen. The old timeline is crumbling. And so we're looking forward to the new changes it's heralding. Today is the one-year anniversary of Operation Cast Lead, which we all know was a murderous, full-scale assault on the Gaza Strip last year, and it was launched about a month before our Syrian commander took things over and started to correct everything that is wrong. And I wanted to say to everybody that you know, there has been more compassion grown in me the last few days. I know many of you have children that are in the military overseas, and I know that several of you have, you know, issues you're dealing with, separation from your family, and I have the deepest compassion for the struggles you're going through and commend you on keeping your heart focused during these hard times. So if there isn't any more hard news, I can move on to other things today. What do you think, Tara and Rama? I pass the talking stick.
Hi there.
Hi.
Now, what was the question, dear?
Well, I added some hard news, and I have other things to move on to, but I don't want to move away from hard news until you say we're done, and I will not open us up until Q&A until the end, after I have presented everything.
Oh, are you saying that you want Rama? Beth, Rama was away for a moment of this call beforehand, and Beth was speaking about all the countries in the world that are bankrupt.
Yeah.
And she couldn't remember all of them, but I heard you mention some more earlier. I think
Greece
and
North Korea.
And what? And Norway.
And Norway, Sweden are having major problems. Yet, as Tom Hartman talks about, Norway, Sweden, these folks are...
And Greece. I think you said Greece.
Yes, Greece.
And all the Yugoslavia and the Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, it's all gone.
And at
Australia?
The same time...
Pardon?
We posted Australia this morning also.
Oh, boy. It's over, everybody. Ha ha. The G20 are down.
what I was going to say is, Tom Hartman talks about this, how Sweden and Norway and Iceland have done things in a certain way, working with the hydroelectric energy and the Earth Mother to turn the environmental situations around, and they have such a highly structured situation where socialized medicine and the other forms of how they run their society, it serves the people, where it's in a way in which we the people come first, not the government, and it works. And people are turning their lives around, even though we're in this final moment where things look like it's about to go off the edge of the flat earth, but yet there is no flat earth. It just keeps going and going, you know, infinite circle. This is about healing the entire situation that occurred when a group of galactic individuals, our very own brothers and sisters, decided they were going to be masters of the universe and take over. And they,
all we needed to learn is what the true spiritual meanings are of the symbols of the solar cross. These are a language that all of the seven super universes understand. It's really the languages of love. And there are symbols, and we start out with the circle, the square, and the triangle. And the purpose for each of those dimensional containment fields within all life
is the geometrics of the building blocks. This brings in the midway creatures that are spoken of in the Urantia book, the Builders of Form, which works with the elementals all the way up to the archangels and the angels that sit before the throne of the Father. These are the how these layers upon layers upon layers of spiritual beings work with every single particle of our beings in conjunction with universes upon universes. This is a stretch, yet it is in such a symmetry that you have to sometimes throw away the tonal and go totally into the noggle, walk with the jaguar medicine man and woman, and there are no words. This is what Mother talks about. She is that noggle energy, the void. And how you know that is by entering the void, knowing there's no fear. And it's just another entrance to another universe. I passed the talking stick.
Thank you, everybody, for this opportunity. I think we've gotten off the timeline now for good, everyone. This is really why Mother and Ashtar and Tumi and everybody else is just saying, Lady Master Mercury's twin flame here, Beth, we're saying we've got to go beyond time in order to reach her story, in order to bring that her story and its records, which are in the archives of what we call the Halls of Amenti. Can you explain that term, Rama?
The Halls of Amenti are, you could say, it is like the Vatican Library and
yeah,
all the libraries, Alexandrian combined. And
the Luxor Library and the Geneva Library and all the libraries that are over there in the Taklamakan, which is located on a Tibetan plateau in western China. And it's a 26,000-foot step pyramid where the people from the inner earth, the people from the, and in eastern, the language is written Agarti, A-G-A-R-T-I, meaning that I, meaning Isis, the Black Madonna again, Isis, the Black Madonna, after the image and likeness of the goddess, the Black Madonna, Mother Sekhmet, and the word Allah actually means the Black Madonna, Mother Sekhmet. And that means also all law is vested in the black Madonna.
This is healing the Agartha and the Shambhala stories, where they got twisted after the destruction of Atlantis. Now it's coming full circle, where Agartha, Shambhala are one, and the white and black brotherhoods, there, it is just simply a designation. It does not matter, because we are all one, and we're coming to that place where we are humanity with the 12 rainbow rays of living light, living love. It goes beyond any kind of designation, where humanity as a whole, all 7 billion beings right now on this living, breathing organism called Gaia Vaiwamas are saying, peace. Now is the time for peace. I pass the talking stick.
Thank you, both of you. It's much appreciated. And I was just remembering a piece of the news that we didn't mention yet, and it is that Netanyahu of Israel is traveling to Egypt on Tuesday. He announced on Sunday, today, that he'll be going to Egypt on Tuesday to further the Middle East peace talks. And I find that very interesting. There was also a news article last night that Netanyahu invited Livni to join him together. They have been arch rivals forever. And I don't know, Rama, if you can comment on that. I think I don't even understand the intricacies of that relationship.
Could you repeat the question again?
Yes, Netanyahu has announced on Sunday he'll be going to Egypt on Tuesday to talk about peace talks in the Middle East between Egypt and Israel. A second news article we have is that all of the envoys to Israel have been called back to Israel, and they are to be back no later than December 28th. We also, and this is the question, Rama, we have a news article where Netanyahu had invited Livni to a meeting asking her to join him in a partnership inside the government. And because they've been arch rivals forever, I think that part of the story confuses me. And I was wondering if you could explain more about that.
I'll just say that what is happening is that, as we know, Israel is the 51st state of the Union, and they are trying to do deals dirt cheap to change the courses of events to keep a stranglehold on that little strand of Superman's hair, and let's just say it is unraveling even as we speak, because you can only hold love in order to hold on to that hair of Superman. And I don't know if that answers the question, but I'll say that what is going on with Israel has to do with they are guilty of war crimes, and it is being laid out. Tony Blair, let's just say he is going to have to face what he did, where the whole fake WMD story in Iraq and first Afghanistan, 9/11, all of this has to do with the coup d'etat they did on the people of the United States and Afghanistan.
I wanted to mention, in the Nazarene way, the way, no one cuts their hair, because that is still true, that the strength of the Lion of Judah is in the hair, and the innocence is in the Lamb of God, which is Islam of God. That means the Lamb of God is the God of the goddess. That means all of the gods honor the goddess first. And this is where we got it all backwards, and that's the biggest secret, that Allah is the goddess. And so I love you, Pat's Talking Stick.
Thank you both very much. The reason I brought up the Israel story now is because I found it very interesting that yesterday we had joined together as a group to pray for peace in the world, especially beginning in the Middle East. And I want to go back and revisit what I wrote yesterday in my blog, and that I had shared a prayer with everyone. And I want to go ahead and read that now. Some may have missed it. First, I want to thank everyone who was not thanked individually in an email from me for your support on every level for me, Tara, and Rama as we have navigated this storm. And any support that you lent is acknowledged, appreciated, and we give a heartfelt thank you. We continue with that saga, and we will keep you updated, and we're putting that aside for today. Just to know that the Christmas blessings and everything that you send, every word of it helped our hearts as we went through this. Thank you. And this is a note that I had written yesterday from Beth. I have made a vow to myself and God never to attack when I am attacked by others. I will go to any lengths to maintain an attitude of love no matter how I am attacked or ripped off. This is not to say that I don't need to stand up for myself and stand in my own power, but I do it with tough love. This can be a challenging lesson for some people. It is tied in with the quality of humility and what Christ said about turning the other cheek. It also relates to seeing everything through your Christ mind, through the eyes in your heart. I have made a commitment to remaining in love, oneness, and peace at all times, in all situations. Remaining in love, oneness, and peace is the guiding precept of everything I do. I try to maintain this attitude in dealing with people who are competing or comparing themselves with me or who are dealing with me on an egotistical manner. This leads to an instant attitude of forgiveness at all times. Forgiveness both of others and myself. This is one of Mark Huber's guiding precepts that you all have heard him say month in and month out. Ho'oponopono. I look at every situation in life as a spiritual test to see if I can remain in this state of consciousness. I thank all my higher guides, the same ones who bring messages through me to you, for their assistance in helping me be an example of grace. If you desire, please join me in this prayer. Not everyone listening prays, but we are going to join together in a prayer now for those who wish to. Thank you. We ask the heart of God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Mother, Melchizedek, Lord Maitreya, Metatron, Mother Sekhmet, the cosmic and planetary hierarchy, the galactic masters, the archangels, Christ and extraterrestrials, Melchizedek, Buddha, Christ, Krishna, Moses, spiritual consciousness, and the goddess consciousness embody the people and world now so completely that the thought of violence of any kind is and would be inconceivable. We ask now that this consciousness that is now being anchored as a divine dispensation and miracle for the earth this day, not to leave this attunement frequency and resonation until an earthly, physical, lasting, contractual peace settlement is achieved. We are asking your help in creating a lasting peace agreement in the Middle East between the Israelis and the Palestinians. We also ask that this peace agreement include all peoples in all countries on earth. We are asking now that every single master gathered here take part in this cosmic miracle of God and the God force that we are now requesting. We are now requesting from you, God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the God force, that all the causes of the lack of peace now be undone. We ask that all negative ego, fear-based, separative programming from all involved be undone, removed, and cleansed. As the collective spiritual leadership of this planet, we are now literally praying for an absolute miracle of God and the God force to take place in this moment and every moment hereafter until this immaculate vision we all now hold is made physically manifest on the earth. In deep gratitude, we thank all and accept this done. To end the prayer of all prayers for world peace, we end this prayer with these words. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzipayeth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. So be it. Our beloved subconscious minds, we now ask and command that you take this thought form prayer with all the mana and vital force that is needed and necessary to manifest and demonstrate this prayer to God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the God force. Beloved presence of all that is, let the rain of blessings fall. Thank you, everyone, for joining me in that prayer. So I guess I'm going to switch gears a little bit and we can have a little conversation. After this, we can have some Q&A. Marita, I don't know if you're there, but I do not know the hunting phone number. Are you willing to share it at this point?
Yes, I am here. I just had to unmute.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
The phone number to call if you wish to ask a question is 415-762-1161. 415-762-1161. And you will be able to listen on the call while you're in queue, so you won't miss anything.
Thank you, Marita. It's very much appreciated. So, everybody, the news of the day, what's today? The 27th of December, and everyone has been saying this will be happening in 2009, and now we're holding our breath and we're saying, hey, people, wait a minute. 2009 is coming up fast, so what's going on? And another thing that has come up is that I don't know if you've noticed, but since I think December 15th, there hasn't been a new channeled message. And you guys have been missing those messages. And the reason is because all of the energy was taken off of doing that kind of work. And all of the energy was put into healing and protection. And that has been a success all around. And today we do have a new message from Saint Germain. And so we're back in the saddle. And the need to be pulled away 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to do healing and protection it's no longer a threat, either one of those. There is still work in place, but it's at a much better place now. The hard times have passed. And oh, I want to acknowledge that there are about 9 people waiting to hear back from me that right about this time that this hit, I was in the middle of doing some services for people and they haven't heard from me and they haven't emailed me. And I want you to know I have not forgotten any of you and I will be back in touch with you. It took every bit of my energy physically, to focus on what I was dealing with in the moment, and I want to let you all know that I appreciate your patience, and I have not forgotten you. And the other thing I want to mention that I'm excited about is that there has been a obvious blackout of the news in every country across the globe for about 2 weeks. It's been worse than ever before. And starting last night, I happened to notice there was an article, and then I went to the next one and the next one and the next one, and I have posted about 30 articles since last night. And I really feel that that is a sign for what we're looking for arrests, decloaking, disclosure, and announcements together. So I'm still standing by my prediction, but you guys know that I'm not in charge of that at all. Anyways, it's just a hope and a wish and a dream in my heart, to be honest. Also, I can say that this shift that has taken place as far as news coming out is it's happening on all levels of our lives. So you can be assured that anything that has been hard before now is going to become easier and easier. What I want to do now is shift gears and read the Saint Germain message to you. Now, if you remember back November 11th, Saint Germain had a message for us that was something about get your house in order. You do not want to take anything from this timeline into the new timeline. Anything that you need to do, start thinking about doing that. And so all of us did that on in certain layers and levels. Some of us did it more than others. And I can say that seeing Mark and Beth and Tara and Rama going through the things we were cleaning out and clearing out recently is a sign of grace, where we no one is exempt, and we are with our hearts working as hard as we can on every level to be clear and to be clean and criminal free. That's what Mark would say. And live, in other words, walk our talk and live what we're saying. And hopefully we've done that. So Saint Germain's message back on 11/11 was saying, get with it, everybody. There's work to do. And he wasn't kidding. Oh, my. And so just to, as a preface, I want to say I'm the only one who has read this so far. And I would say that this message is maybe tougher than the message he had before. And I got a lot of write-ins from people saying, what does he mean by this? So this one's even more flavor of Saint Germain than the last one was. I felt the last one was kind of simple, but this one goes into more detail. He also did comment on the situation happening with us in this message. So I'd like to share that with you all now. This is from Saint Germain. This is from about 2 hours ago. This is Saint Germain speaking. You are fast moving into a world where there are absolutely no forces in power who rule over you. No criminal judges, no stealing politicians, no corrupt bankers. Sure, when you heard billions would be gone, it was hard to conceive. How does that happen? Will there be a parallel earth with the war criminals there? No. They, bless them, have agreed to the compassionate route, being released through the Scorpio black hole and back to the source of creation. They will dissolve into light for a new creation. They will be erased from every timeline now and in the future. The parallel earth, where many will go, has been around as long as this earth. It is another dimension of earth and separate. Many will go to parallel earth, but not the criminals. The criminals will go to Herculobus. This planet is pristine, and fighting off dinosaurs is part of their reality. Who goes to parallel Earth? Those who are in a kind of anomaly bubble for another 100 years, give or take. Those ones will live in duality a bit longer before they have to decide if they are coming with us or staying back for a different reality. The ones going to the planet named Woof 359 will be there of their own choice. They have decided not to go on this potential possibility. That is the division of the billions who are leaving. What will it look like? On the day the announcements begin, there will be a new way of broadcasting the news. Currently, you have a few TV outlets, a few newspapers, and some blogs. All these are essentially owned and controlled by only a few individuals. It is the same news in several languages day in and day out. No new news. No news which is helpful, and only the news necessary to keep the sheep flock satisfied that nothing has changed. The news now is a bunch of pushy bullies explaining you have no choice but be a slave and give away, give everything to a few. Also, if you need solace, turn to corrupt religion, not the state, for help. On the day of the announcements, ones like Rachel, Randy, Keith, Ron, Tom, and Montel and others will be invited into the top spots as television news anchors if it is their desire. The truth will be told, and there will be 100% transparency. There will be no more scouring the world over for one tidbit of news. All the worldwide news will be available unchecked 24 hours a day. So now you envision a world without criminals, a place where all guaranteed abundance of every necessity, as well as money and travel. Also see the information is truth. Now see your galactic family is here. There will be no more wondering if the IRS is erased, the final shadows of its timeline. No more wondering if Leon Panetta et al. Are gone. You will know on the morning of announcements. It is so. This is what I meant when it is said. This is what is meant when it is said. Your illusion does exist. For those of you agreeing to go on, the illusion will be wiped away in one day. The questions will no longer exist. There will be new questions. Each person hearing this can only hear from where their consciousness is this moment. Stretch. You have eyes to see and ears to hear. Do so now. Each one of you is staying on the new timeline called Terra Nova. Do so because you are a starseed. What is a starseed? A starseed is an ascended extraterrestrial, also known in your circles as Christed ET. You are already ascended or you would not be here. You have agreed to go through the ascension process within the matrix, forgetting that you are an ascended master. You are dropped into a lifetime which has had its many challenges and have made the choices along the way that have brought you here, minutes away from Earth ascension. Some of you here are still on the precipice of deciding where you will be next. You carry illness, and you truly are not sure in your heart. If this is you, please look at your situation today and be flexible in the rigid lifestyle you have chosen. Have the heartbreaking, honest conversations with yourself and with family members you have given up on. Sort out which house you belong to, Terra Nova Parallel Earth, Wolf 359. There is no judgment here. You are not any more or less judged than anyone going before Anubis, before Mother Sekhmet. Mother Sekhmet has said, you do not want to see what you have done in the past. It is why we come here with veils intact. We are all equal and willing partners here. We are clearing and cleansing. We are throwing our veils off of our own free will. Some of you continue to believe in things that are outmoded by 20 years or 100. It is time to course correct now. Check the path you are walking. Make sure you see me, Saint Germain, ahead on your path, lighting the way with my lantern. No one on this earth is free from clearing and cleansing now. Sananda, Mother Sekhmet, and Metatron have all meditated with this group, a worldwide group, and there is no limit to the assistance you have finding the path. You must ask and you must allow. Mark and Beth did not know how the events of the past 2 weeks would play out. They had been prepared and in the end realized it was something they both asked for, a profound healing for all involved, including Tara and Rama and this group. They both agreed on the inner planes to experience it this way as a loving and compassionate act. They were supported by their guides because they asked for support every second of the night and day. This support is available to every man, woman, and child on earth now. Please ask. These two ones were asked without prior knowledge to demonstrate their mastery and be graced through this hard time. After the initial confusion, they both were able to suss out what had happened and finish the long way home. Please do not think this was easy. It was just these two agreeing to be the light warriors they are in front of a very large and very public audience. This example is not a personal pat on the back, not at all. This is a wake-up call to you, cosmic masters. No one is free from this cleansing and clearing now. You all are every bit the light warrior. Come into your fullness now. Remember who you are. On the day of announcements, these ones will be sipping champagne, hugging and laughing that they made it through. They have worked on themselves on the inner plane again and again and again. They have brought back to you their adventures for your perusal. They have had the attitude of love. Take what you like and leave the rest, but above all, know you are multidimensional. Know that there is much, much more of your truth of who you are and where you come from than what is before your eyes. When starseeds came to Earth this time and they were left in their vehicle to ascend with their soul family and physical family, there were no guarantees they would make it. None. A starseed voluntarily enters their training. They are advanced each time they master a lesson. For 10 years, Archangel Uriel has been silently beside you, guiding you to look at life's challenges a different way, to train you up. As you had successes, you were rewarded with more training and more challenges. As you had failures, you suffered by staying put of your own choice for longer. As you asked and allowed, more challenges were heaped on. As starseeds passed their tests, They come to see through the eyes of the heart. When this happens, they soon realize there is more fun to be had. Levitation, transfiguration, teleportation, telepathy, and learning the art of battle for truth. Very, very soon, in parentheses, Beth keeps saying this month, but only the Admiral and Captain truly know. You will have to make your final choice. You will have to decide by right action and right relationship where you will be. Those cowering in fear will be off to Wolf 359. Those arguing they are always right could be off to parallel Earth. Those seeing through the eyes and the heart and standing the ground of truth will be here. Mark and Beth talked about what is next on the morning Mark left for the hospital. They both foresaw the end of their websites as they now exist. They both together offered them good riddance. Do not worry. It is because they saw the group moving forward together, inseparable, and the shift in intention. After the first announcement is made, they agreed together, their mission together will shift. Galactic Roundtable will focus, will shift focus, and there will be discussions after first announcements on traveling out of body, living on liquid light, going home, telepathy, teleportation. And you all who remain will pick up on these things quickly. Together you will have passed all your tests. Your galactic mentors will be here. The lessons for the light warriors are already being written. Blessings, Saint Germain. So everyone, thank you for hearing that message. I want to do one more thing before we go ahead and start to take questions. And we have been asked that the meditation that we were given by Metatron, which included a cosmic clearing for everyone, that we repeat that as often as we need or like. And so I'd like to do that now. It's just going to take me a second to bring it up. So I just about got it now. Thanks for the wait. Here it is. Thank you, all the beings of light on this call. I appreciate you, and I'm so honored to be here with you now. Thank you for helping me with this vision. I'll start with a message from Lord Metatron, and then I'll go right into the meditation. If you prefer, please sit back and relax and ease your breathing and just enjoy me reading it to you so you can hear it and just take it in and let it be what it is for you. Thank you. I am Lord Metatron. This third of the triad portals of love opened today. A vortex of energy has opened today, which is the final release of love pulsing in from the central sun through each planet and star system in your galaxy. This intense energy will cover over the next 3 days. This is a burst of energy coming through the Sirius star system, which is a trinary system, which includes Earth. All of the energy pulsing through is being concentrated on Earth from the suns in our Milky Way galaxy. This coincides with the ones leaving through the Scorpii black hole. The burst of love will be too profoundly powerful for their low density to remain. The burst of love is the energy necessary to extract such an enormous change. This can heal anything which still needs healing in the next 3 days. if you are still.
We seem to have lost Beth for the moment. We are trying to connect with her, so be patient and know that it is just a technical difficulty.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. Sorry about the break. I'm ready to continue, please. We'll stay in this energy. Thank you, Don, for hooking me up again. I want to just take a quick break in what Metatron was saying, to say that back when this was said on the 21st of December, it was a very different world. And this energy came in to heal anything which still needs healing. And the three-day thing that went to December 24th is when it starts to come into the physical as a manifestation. Now we're on the 27th, and we have 30 news articles showing us what Mother Sekhmet has been saying, that it's all happening, what Ashtar has been saying. It's all happening, what King of Swords has been saying. Finally, now it's manifesting on the physical. And it started back on the 21st. And I can remember back to that day, and I can say it wasn't a whole lot of fun. So we're all here doing this together, each and every last one of us. So let me continue, please, with Metatron's statement, and then we'll go into the meditation. And thank you for hanging on. Thanks, Marita. Okay, if you are still, you will feel it merging with you through your heart. I will facilitate this healing, and you may do this meditation as often as you like to clear all lower energies from your being as we prepare for the final phase, which is disclosure and the acknowledgement that we are a galactic society and always have been. We are sovereign. We are free. This begins the meditation, and this is Metatron speaking. As this profound portal energy opens up onto everything on Earth, I begin this meditation with a blessing. Take deep, slow breaths and allow yourself to relax. Know that this is a healing which is available to all who ask and allow. Be still and receive this blessing of all blessings and activation of all activations now, if you would like to receive it. See pink platinum light coming to you into your crown chakra, and this blessing is the balance of love and wisdom, telepathically transferred from Metatron to the 20 plus 4 elders which surround the throne of grace. This is done through the language of light from the 352nd dimension, from the ashram of Metatron. As this is done, now receive a second blessing of unfathomable magnitude. There is a cosmic clearing and purification. We have moved beyond the beyond by the grace of Metatron. Feel the deep penetrating love and light in every one of your trillions of cells. Feel the love moving the Kundalini energy up through your body. It is complete. New Earth is anchored in. The crystalline grid surrounding Earth pulses with fifth dimensional energies. All that have not passed their tests will leave to another place, parallel Earth, another planet, or out to the void beyond the void, where all is released back to creation and is no more. We are on the new timeline. Be in joy. Know that the rejoining with your galactic family is in process and nothing can stop it from happening now. With you here are the angelics, galactics, and ascended masters who have been with you hundreds of millions of years. You have all completed the master plan together. We will all be back on Earth together now. Beloved presence of God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, Cosmic Council of 12, 24 elders that surround the throne of grace, the Mahatma, Melchizedek, Metatron, Mother Sekhmet, Lord Maitreya, Michael and Faith, all the Elohi Councils of the Light of God, Archangels of the Tree of Life, all the Archangels and Angels of Light of God, Hayos HaKadosh, Paradise Sons, all the Monads and Oversouls of the over 6 billion souls incarnated on Earth at this time, Great Divine Director, Melkor, Lord and Lady of Sirius, Lendus, Vaimus, Lord and Lady of Arcturus and the Arcturians, Sanat Kumara, Lady Venus, Atlanto, Adonis, Archangel Sandalphon, Helios and Vesta, Ashtar and the Ashtar Command, Archangels Jophael and Christine, Chamuel and Charity, Gabriel and Hope, Raphael and Mother Mary, Uriel and Aurora, Zadkiel and Amethyst, Elohi, Hercules and Arcturus, Apollo and Lumina, Huris and Amora, Purity and Astraea, Cyclopia and Virginia, Peace and Aloha, Lord Buddha, Babaji, Yogananda, Shrirukistar, Lahiri, Mahaseya, Zozer, Dr. Lorfin and all the galactic healers, Platinum Angels, Katumi, Dracul, Office of the Christ, Office of the Divine Mother, all initiates and disciples from the Synthesis Ashram and all seven Ray Ashrams of the Christ, Serapis Bay, Paul the Venetian, Hilarion, Sananda, Saint Germain, Eagle Command, Celestial Command, Order of the Golden Robe, the Mountain of Mount Shasta, the Earth Mother, Dolphins and Whales, Pan, Animal Kingdom, Plant Kingdom, Mineral Kingdom, the Devic and Nature Spirits, the Elemental Kingdom, Ganesha, the Manifestation Council, Divine Mother, Silent Watcher of the Cosmos, Lady Nisara, Lady of the Sun, Lady Liberty, Lady of the Light, the Native American Master Elders, Hanuman, Multi-Universal Logos, Interplanetary Confederation of Love and Light, the Extraterrestrial Guardian Alliance, Tribunal Council of the Galactic Command, the Goddess Lodge, the Christed ET Lodge, the Eastern Masters Lodge, the Occult Western Lodge, the entire planetary and cosmic hierarchy, our core group and our friends. We are all one, and it is done. Peace, Metatron. Thank you, everyone. I want to really thank you for allowing me to do that message from Metatron again, which goes with the blessing and the clearing and the cosmic cleansing. And that goes out to all who are listening today. And at the end, he mentions all those groups of beings that are working with us, and you may call on any of them. They invite you to call on them early and often for whatever guidance you feel you need as you go forward. And I think Marita has transferred off of the radio and is listening onto her phone. And I'm not sure if Tara and Rama are right there right now, but I think that we can go ahead and now open it up to questions and answers. And I'll do my best. Thank you for your patience. And it looks like we have Robin on line B2 from Colorado. Go ahead, Robin.
Oh, this is Q&A opening here?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, Robin from Colorado. I'd like to know what we are to do about banking and when in regard to Nassar and the changeover to the new currency. St. Germain has announced that his bank is open, but we don't know, you know, how to go forth with that. Could you, anyone give us some help?
I will, yes. I will repeat what Mark has said time and time and time again. It has not changed. St. Germain has said his bank is open, and that's right. And Mother Sekhmet has agreed with that and said, just because you don't see it out on the news doesn't mean it's not happening. Now we've had an opening of the blackout of the news this morning that are telling us that every country around the world is bankrupt. Now, the information that Mark has about the banks is that they will go on a bank holiday. And people have asked, well, for how long? And that information we do not know. It could be a week. It could be more. Now, what does a bank holiday mean? It means that the bank will be closed for people to go to the inside of the bank. So you will not have access to tellers. You won't be able to walk into the bank and do bank business. Why is that? Because they're going to go in and purge all the computers in all the banks and switch them over to Nassara funding. So what will be available? If you have a checking account or a savings account and a debit card, you will be able to go to your ATM and withdraw your maximum amount, as long as it's in the bank, every single day during the bank holiday. If you do not have that, you probably should have a little bit of cash on hand. But Mark has said again and again and again not to be alarmed. It doesn't have to be that much. Just a little bit for gas and groceries. And in the interim, we are all going to be listening to announcements. You know, we're going to be inside for 3 days, 36 hours of announcements. So have a little bit of food in the house and have a little cash on hand. And there's no need for anyone to have any panic. Everything is going to be taken care of. I personally got my cash in hand probably 2 weeks ago. I'm not saying the banks are going to be closed in the morning. I'm just saying, I don't know. It depends on your personal practices. I keep cash in the house all the time. So, I don't know, Robin, if I've answered your question or not.
Yes, you have. And I've been taught a long time ago to keep cash on hand. And so we're all ready with that. we just think it's only fair that if it's not going to be till next year or a long time from now, that we light workers be told that. And if it's going to be soon, then that's wonderful. But there's, you know, you all are talking as if it's going to be soon.
That's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. So do we have any more questions now? Okay, no more questions right now. I'm still learning our new phone number.
Hello, Beth?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Since there seems to be maybe people's minds are thinking up questions.
Hi, Tara. Go ahead. Yes.
I was just going to suggest that instead of saying it's going to happen soon, I'm going to say, well, it's not that it isn't going to happen soon, yet the sooner that it comes to our awareness that we are the prime movers of this, is what is needing to be developed in our consciousness, that we are moving time. Time is not moving us.
That's right.
And that means the more of us that can shift our consciousness to the awareness that we are the prime movers of this event, what does that mean? It means that every single person, okay, and I've said this a lot of times, every single one of us knows the answer to every question we ask before we ask it. And the answer is always go back to the goddess and remember to ask your higher self to remember that we are the goddess, whether we have a male or a female body. We come from the realms of the unseen. And so how is that going to manifest in the seen world by us making ourselves seen in this world and representing consciously as an example what it means to be living according to the law of the goddess? I pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Tara. Excellent. I don't know if anyone was listening while I was reading the Saint Germain message, but this is exactly what he's talking about. Okay, so I was replying to her and I was saying, it depends on your own personal beliefs. I keep cash in the house and all the time. Now, okay, here's a better scenario. Are we going to have a bank holiday in 2 days from now, or is it going to be a long time from now, or when is it going to be? How about if you put some cash in the house and you said, I am ready for whenever it comes. This is why we're praying together. This is why we're meditating together. This is why we join together and watch the news together. We're raising the consciousness of all that is by doing that. So Saint Germain, that message today of check where you are, be on the path, I would take that to heart. Thank you. I pass the talking stick. I think we have Wilma from Arkansas on line B2, please.
Yes, Beth, thank you for listening. I came in and part of Saint Germain's message. Is there a way that you can publish that on one of your sites so that we can all read it?
Thanks, Wilma, for the question. It will be posted on Galactic Roundtable in a few minutes, and if not, then immediately after the call. Mark and I always hold our messages until we say them on the air, and then we publish them. And so that is moments away from being done. And so thank you for your question.
Yes, thank you so much for everything you guys do. Namaste.
Namaste, Wilma. Thank you. I just want to remind everybody, in case you forgot, the phone number to call if you have a question is area code 415-763-1161. 415-763-1161. Okay, that was a typo. I said the wrong thing. Forget what I said. I'm starting over. This is the phone number to call if you have questions. Ready? Area code 415-762-1161. Repeat. 415-762-1161. One day I will have that memorized, but not yet. Oh my, okay, we had Ariel. Sorry, Ariel, we lost you, so please call back. And Tara, I know you're there. I don't know if you can add something. We're waiting for people to call in.
Hello?
I'm here, Beth.
Hi, Rama.
Hi.
I have a question.
Hello. Do we have a question? Who is this, please?
Yeah, this is Aria from Shreveport. Again, I call last night. How you guys doing?
Hi, Aria.
Hi.
Thank you.
My question is, it's referring to 2012. I recently saw an article where Mother Segment said it's actually going to be October 28, 2011. And I was thinking about, like, how is that going to happen? It's like, are we just going to, like, instantly go into this dream world, or are we going to see all the development of, like, the Venus Project and stuff like that? Is that going to instantly happen, or are we going to see that in development towards going to that year?
Rama, that's definitely your question, I think.
Oh, my. I will say that what I understand about this as we go into 2012 and the actual date of October 28, 2011, what Ian Lungold talks about and the Mayan elders and so many others, especially this one man who works with Aluna Joy and Mayan magic and Aluna Joy is an incredible being with her twin flame or partner going all over the planet, you know, working with the energies. And she works with a being known as the Hunspot Man. And these are also connected with the Koji and the other people of the land of South Amexim that live along the Amazon River. And what all the prophecies talk about it as we approach to, 2011, October 28th, by the time we reach that date, the energies will be moving so fast. Every 20 days, there will be an entire year passed before our eyes. So by the time 2012, December 21st, happens, the energies are speeding up. And as we ride the crest of this energy and work with how things change in the course of a 24-hour period, and how you watch every single thought, word, and deed in that 24-hour period. And dolphins are very aware of this. Every single breath they take, they are consciously aware of it through their entire lifetimes. As we are that aware, to give an example, as we approach 2011 into 2012, we are moving at the speed of light, and these bodies, which are living light, living love, transform into that living light. And I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. And you know, it's like we wake up and we're in, you know, a wonderland. How I understand it, as we move with the energies, everything around us is shifting constantly. There is nothing except change. And to use that cliche, as we change with every single second passing, like what I'm saying right now, and the energies, it changes from second to second to second. And how that works is how we work with the energies, and as we do it in a loving, gentle way, things transform in such a way in which it happens that we look back and we go, oh my God, was that what I was doing, you know, a year ago? And it's totally transformed. And I may or may not be getting off track, but what I'm just trying to say is, like Ian Lundgold says, as we approach October 28, 2011, every 20 days, an entire year goes before our eyes. Imagine what can happen in those 20 days as every single man, woman, and child on this planet has $10 million to pay it forward to begin the transformation. You say the Venus Project, that could happen in a matter of days, weeks, maybe even months, that quickly as people have the kind of money they can pay it forward, and it may not even be money. At a certain place, as peace is declared in the galactic land, what do we need? It's that place where we use the tools that are here and give them a new use in the sense of the transformation where ultimately we are manifesting the technologies that we need, which is instant precipitation, like the replicators on the ships. Whatever you need, it shows up. I hope that answers the question. I can go on, but I know there's little time.
Yeah. Thank you, Ariel.
So as they land, things are going to pick up.
That's right. Big time.
Okay, all right. All right, I got you. Thanks for explaining that to me, man. Namaste.
Namaste. Hi,
Namaste.
Joan from Utah. Do you have a question? Hi, Joan, are you there? Okay, Joan has gone missing. Call back, Joan, if you're having trouble with the line. The number is 415-762-1161 if you have a question.
I was just going to say a little something, Beth.
Please.
What I was going to share is the understanding, like the Mayan elders say, please do not panic as we approach 2012. This is not about disasters like the Hollywood movie. Sure, things are transforming. We are transforming. And our thoughts are crystalline energy that manifests like instantly. We are that powerful. That's why they told us we are gods, and we are. And when we forget it and we use the God power, oh, my God, what happened? you know, this is why it is so dangerous, as Thomas Jefferson has said. A standing army creates mischief. No standing armies during a time of peace. At that level, we have sovereign militias, and it's already occurring at a place in which there are people saying, sir, no, sir, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to lay this gun down, and I want to talk about peace. I pass the talking stick.
I concur. So, Don, do we have any callers right now with questions? Joan from Utah, if you're there, go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm sorry, my cell phone went dead, so I had to borrow someone's. I was just really curious. I was curious about Geithner. I thought he was arrested and off someplace. So did he do all this damage with helping out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and so forth before he was taken away, or what?
Rama, I believe this is your forte.
I would say that the being known as Mr. Geithner may have already had these irons in the fire to make this happen on Christmas Eve, along with the stories about the healthcare thing and the vote on Christmas Eve. And I've heard so many people say this is so horrendous, yet at the same time, how we move forward with the discussion, how we move it into the place in which these folks are criminally indicted, and it's already occurring. And I would say Mr. Geithner is gone, yet that life form, whatever it is doing, what it is doing is part of the matrix until the matrix is shut down. And he is just in furthering indicting himself up to the third eye with the war crimes, economic high treason. I passed the talking stick.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Joan. Hi, Jenna from Pennsylvania. If you have a question, please.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you for everything you're doing. The question is, I've been hearing about the Interpol people here in America. Can you comment on that? Is this true? Is Interpol poised to arrest these individuals? Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. Rama, I have my own opinion on these answers, and I always defer to you because this is what you do, and so I think it's better if you answer them.
Okay. I will say that Interpol, like Chris Story, is talking about the plane loads and plane loads of beings showing up from all the international policing agencies across the planet that go all the way up 38 levels above the president. Yet we got a president who's a Syrian commander, the Council of Nine. Oh my God. It's at the place where this is so divinely orchestrated, yet it is at such a chaotic level. I only have to say that what I understand going on is that the right moment, these Interpol people and all the folks at the top have certain signals, understandings that they communicate with their superiors that ultimately go back to the Lavender Lad. And he's holding, you might say, the cotter pin. And when he pulls that cotter pin out of that love grenade, it is a holy hand grenade of love, like the chemtrail busters. It is about such incredible ecstatic joy and love. It is that place where I would choose to take it rather than destruction. And my understanding about these folks at a certain place, at a certain time, and that time is now, I believe Saint Germain is burning the candle at both ends to get this done, and ultimately he with the other ascended masters, brotherhoods, sisterhoods know how to just stop everything. And all the bullets don't work, all the guns don't fire, all the bombs, there's just a clicking sound of empty technology that has been shut off. They can do it any moment. I pass the talking stick.
Thank you so much, and blessings to all. Bye.
Thank you, Jenna, very much. As far as I know, Rama, we don't have anyone standing by at the moment for a question, but I can say the phone number again. It's 415-762-1161.
I'm here. if anyone wants to share, please speak up.
Hi, Marita.
Hello there. I have a question. Was the bomb that was on this plane that did not go off, was that actually, that didn't detonate, was that stopped by the Galactus?
I would say maybe so on a certain level, yet I've heard various stories about Netherlands man who literally jumped on the Nigerian man and put it out with his hands. And maybe he was a Galactic. I don't know, but I heard somebody got their hands burned. And, I mean, there's so many sort of twisted stories to this. When I first heard the breaking news of this, it was on CNN, and it was like maybe at the top of an hour. And it was like, what? And immediately the thought that came in my mind is, it's Christmas. And it goes back, you know, to that idea. It is this time where the man shows up. And what better time than to create a little chaotic energy right now, because things are not going towards the right side of the aisle the way they want it, and they are pissed. And at the same time, love them even more, because how else can we do it as a whole? I pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Rama. I want to add to that answer. There was a New York Times article, which was posted literally about 7 minutes before we started this call, saying that there are delays in more than 3 hours, and everyone whose travel destination is to the U.S. from international flights are subject to a body search. And since we started the call, I've had 2 updates to my iPhone from MSNBC. 2 separate people on flights who have been detained. And we know that the King of Swords has TSA agents, international police, those working in customs. And so this is slowing everyone down. And maybe that's not a coincidence.
Were these people detained on the planes in the sense that the no-fly list, that kind of stuff?
According to MSNBC, it said that one was a the other one was...
I missed part of what you said in the beginning there.
What it said on the brief text was that one was a disruptor in the flight, and one was detained at an airport. And they're not giving a lot of information.
As you say that, what comes to sort of the mind is the ideas of instigators trying to create disruptions across the planet, because they see the wave of energy going on called I Choose Love, and they're going, I want to choose war. And it creates sort of an instability, and it's like what Dr. Lenny Horowitz said, when you have a room full of light, and incredible, the Christ light in that frequency, any sort of energy other than that Christ light, it just fades away. And it's like amazing. But if you go into a room full of darkness or evil and you light the candle or the Bic lighter, if you will, there's light. It's kind of an interesting interplay. That's just the mind, what came instantaneously when you said that. And I don't know what to go or do with that other than it's like the idea when there's a standing army. And I mean a standing army, oh my God, it's Gog and Magog, if you want to take it to that place of the biblical stories, and they want to play Revelations out. They don't get to. That story's been canceled, yet it's still kind of playing out in the minds and in the hearts of people that are love them even more as the ships land, because it's going to be such an orgasmic experience. All we can do is just love them and hold them, because they may freak out. I passed the talking stick.
Oh, feeling all that love may be overwhelming. Rama, we have all the lines lit up, so I'll go one at a time. Let's start with Susan from Connecticut, please. Do you have a question?
The article that David Wilcox wrote, and I'm curious, he refers to the three warring factions, and he refers to the one that has now basically defeated the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. He refers to them as Faction 3, and I'm just curious, if, I feel like this is a stupid question, but is this the same Faction 3 that you talk about all the time, Rama?
It could be, and it could be also that faction of the ninjas, spiritual warriors from the Far East connected with the Hong Kong Blondes, and maybe these other unmentioned groups or that Benjamin Fulford's only kind of talked about, in the sense of people that he didn't want to talk about, but they have their own kind of magic. And this ties in with, I think, the djinn and others. And it's at that level where the magic of Agarthi and Shambhala are joining together to heal this story. I mean, that's what I'm just seeing.
Okay, thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you. Adrian from the UK on line 3, please. Do you have a question?
Hello. Every year the Queen has, on Christmas Day, every year the Queen actually gives out a speech across the UK. And this year there's did one as well. And she did look like the Queen. Is that an imposter or something? Perhaps talking
stuff. It's a stand-in, yeah. Because she's so much in trouble as being tied into all the different crimes going on that have to do with 9/11, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and Tony Blair is up to his crown chakra in trouble with this, and the murder of Dr. David Kelly, which proves that there was no technology of WMDs. All of this is based on the lies that the Bush-Clinton crime family put together along with Her Majesty to create the empire, and the empire has already turned to sand, and it's sifting through their hands, and they're looking at it, and they still kind of see the spoon there, and very soon the spoon is just going to dissolve away, and they're going to be sobbing in the sense of their empire is gone. And I would say love them more, because they're going to need it. Oh, my God.
Okay. Hung up. So we have Detroit.
You sort of broke up there, Beth.
Sorry. Okay. Adrian dropped off, so now we have Cheryl from Detroit on line 1. Please, if you have a question.
Hi, Beth. This is Cheryl. And being from Detroit, I just wanted to make an observation about what you were talking about earlier about the little incident coming into Metro Detroit Airport. The way I looked, because there was a lot of coverage, obviously, here, and when they interviewed the gentleman who actually was the first one to reach the perpetrator, he spoke about it being instinctive within him. He was a few aisles away and basically jumped on this fellow because a fire had been lit, And the way I interpreted it was that this was a demonstration of people awakening and taking back their power, that this was a demonstration of a new empowerment. So God bless him for being inspired by the Galactics and by being inspired by his higher self. But I took it as an interpretation that people were coming forth and they were going to be in charge. No longer was the cabal or anyone else going to be in charge of their destiny. Just an observation. Any comments to that?
I'm going to go out on a limb here, Cheryl. Are you saying that this man, like in the movie The X-Men, like Pyro, he was able to create the flame from his hand?
Oh, no. The perpetrator, no. He had gone into the bathroom. In fact, he was the last one on the plane. He was acting suspiciously.
Oh.
And this happened 20 minutes before they actually landed at Detroit Metro. But people, there was the man from Amsterdam or from the Netherlands that was on a holiday here in the U.S. He was the one that took charge. And I don't know if he took a blanket or whether he jumped directly on him. And there was someone else that helped tackle the man and dragged them to the front of the plane where they handcuffed him. And they took precautions to make sure there was no other bombs or anything else there. But my point was that, because he had come back from the bathroom and lit this thing on fire. So people were seeing smoke. They were seeing that part of the door lit on fire. And so the few aisles away and just stepped forward to take charge of the situation. So
I heard something on the news today. One of the eyewitnesses said they heard a sort of like a balloon pop. And the story that when it first broke was, this man had some firecrackers, and he lit some firecrackers, and then it turned into the whole Al-Qaeda story and moved on. And I wonder if it was just firecrackers. Who knows? But I am just saying, right now, in this time of sending such incredible love to the planet, these ones, they need even more love. As we can see, that's what I would respond with, Cheryl.
Absolutely. I guess that I just felt that it was a real act of empowerment, the gentleman that stepped forward.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Love you guys.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For all you do.
Thank you.
Love you.
I don't see that anybody's on right this second.
Okay.
Rama, there was more information about that from the flight that we were just talking to Cheryl about regarding the connections between Nigeria and Russia and China and all the ops that were going on behind the scenes with those ones, you know, undercover doing these dirty deeds, as you would say, you know, working together, and that possibly that this person was a part of that group through his father, I guess. That was something that came out in the paper.
It could be, because in these time of these, I mean, I just in the Enneagram, I'm a 9, and I kind of go to the galactic level, and in this time, they want to take it to the level where, like Tom Hartman talks about, is in order to have a Antichrist, you need to have a Superman. And or a Lex Luthor, and then you know you need a good guy, there's a lot of misconstrued energy out there about this whole issue. And my understanding about this right now is all of these empires are crumbling even as we speak. Every single message coming through, all of the different beings are just saying, you know, take the time, go slowly, and remember who you are. How else do we do this except with love? And at the and I heard a story about a peace Palestinian march. Medea Benjamin was talking about this, I think, on Friday, on Democracy Now, and she was just talking about how, you know, they did not want this Palestinian peace march to happen in Gaza. And I heard that there were some Palestinians that may have left the planet in the last couple of days. And I think it was all connected with that, in the sense that all of the different issues that are going on have to do with the creating of the chaos, and out of the chaos comes order. Yet it is so convoluted. It's like that video about Chymatica. The best thing you can do is work on you. You are the center of the universe. At that level, as the universe extends out, take care of self first, and then everything else manifests. As we, when one is healed, all are healed. I pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Rama. I concur. Alan, hi. Do you have a question, please?
Thank you for this call. And anyway, I'm calling from Oakland. And regarding the decloakings, I've been watching these guys decloak for a long time now, months. Okay, and they're all twinkling up in the sky. And there was a particular night, roughly about a month and a half ago, man, they just lit up all over here. And
they light up every night at my house, Alan. I agree with you. They're here. They're out every night. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. And that big star that just keeps it appearing for months and months in the same place and just wiggles on over. Okay. And I even one night saw that thing kind of explode for a little bit. Sneaky little guys. But anyway, I made a question regarding timelines a while back, but then again, this is regarding cloaking, decloakings. Now, you and I are already seeing them decloak to a certain level already when the quote-unquote decloakings happen that everybody's talking about. I mean, the whole sky is going to light up really big time all over the world, am I correct?
They're
going to go to another level, and then wherever we are, we're going to get that 0.5 jack up on top of where we are?
Yes,
I would concur, Commanders, because at that level, it exponentially, it's like the 100th monkey effect. When you kick that monkey in the butt, it goes on and on and on around the planet, as Taryn Lovewave puts it. And it increases in magnitude where everybody is having multi-orgasms of joy rather than pain and fear and sorrow.
Okay, can I just follow up with one more quick question?
Go ahead, Alan. Yes, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Beth. As a kind of like a follow-up to this, okay, regarding timelines and the decloakings now, okay, okay, timelines are splitting, and I heard Mother Sekhmet's explanation the other week, okay, and kind of ambiguous, but yet it wasn't. Okay, so, and miracles occur, like Tara was saying, too. Okay, so let's say it wasn't a done deal that anybody is going to be on a particular timeline when these decloakings happen, and these people are around, miracles can happen, and maybe they'll make a switch. So is it, as we're speaking now, they're making really important decisions within themselves, so anything is possible at any time?
I personally have asked Mother Sekhmet this question because in my heart of hearts, this is the most important question. It's why I came here this moment. And she said, absolutely, yes. Miracles and miracles. And anyone can still come with. Do you have something to add to that, Rama?
I'll just say that it's got to do with like what David Wilcox, when it comes to mind, what he says from the place of Ra, and Ra is Mother Sekhmet's father.
In this world.
In this world. And what Ra speaks about is as the energies ultimately keep amplifying in magnitude up to the point where we achieve the 12th dimensional frequencies with all our 12 strands of DNA, actually 144,000 strands. Maybe that's more the number, because there are 144,000 times 100,000 times
100,000. Physically manifest a lot more than that. It's an infinite process. It's like Guru, what's her name that we went to see with that big family?
Oh, Karuna.
Karuna Mai, yeah. Om Shayang Bakam Jashamahe Sugandhi Pushti Vartana Muvarukamiva Bandana Mriktior Mrukshya Mamruta Om Shiva. Shiva.
Om Shiva.
And what is Shiva? Actually, when you really study the deep mystery, Shiva is a female, an androgynous being that honors the feminine. That means comes from the unseen realms. We are all things, and at this time, Shiva is appropriate to shake up the tonal so that the Nagual can enter, which is, again, that unseen realm of the divine feminine. What is that about the keeping the coyote medicine, keeping it on your
walking
shoulder?
Walking with death on your shoulder, like Don Juan talks about, in that place where the Nagual guides you. And you listen to the Nagual world as opposed to the tonal world, meaning the 3D reality coming from Fox News.
Well, the coyote medicine in the medicine wheel is mother again, because we're talking about the number 13. And the number 13 has, first, the 3-in-1 consciousness, 3-in-1 spiritual foundation consciousness. 1, 2, 3 in the oneness of which we talk about as the one source now we know is the divine feminine, the black mother. That word black has a very important meaning. That means we come from the stars. We have come here through the black hole that any time-space continuum of any universe has many of, which are the places where mother's energy comes into this reality. And so this voluntarily must be understood that had Isis not chosen to take on this form in this dimension, none of this would have happened. And there's a reason. It doesn't make that good, bad, or ugly. It's just saying that the divine feminine decided to incarnate as it is a responsibility, an ability to respond that can only come from the feminine. And so the world was looking for a different answer. They were looking for not only male controlling aspects, but to do it by force. The only way that you can do anything that works with the laws of nature and nature's God is through love. It's as simple as that. Anything, that's why Beth is saying over and over again, that's why St. Germain is saying over and over, and Metagram and Michael, you can just look at anybody's words from any mastery, whatsoever, the ultimate proportion of understanding can only be received as the heart of love is open inside of all of us. That is where the entrance of the divine feminine comes from.
only we can turn, you know, coal into diamonds. And that doesn't mean go digging for it either. That's the most ridiculous thing we ever thought of. And they only thought of it because they wanted to people to believe there wasn't anything else to do. And, of course, then the only way you're going to understand is by learning how to love. Jenny Logan, teach me how to love. And I think Mother's about to pop in here. If anybody wants to hear from Mother, I want to hear from you.
Hi, you.
There we go. Greetings.
Greetings.
In the light. In the light of the most radiant one. In the office of the Christ. And only in the office of the Christ, we invoke the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Latin Flame. We ask at this time for the great reversal to be understood by all hearts, and that the return to love, the goddess energy, can be so, and that we can remember not only that which we see, but what we do not see as being us, all of it. And that that origin of understanding that we come from the stars be fully accepted as each is ready to receive that love. And that all of us who already do comprehend the nature of our mission, that we increase and multiply in our multidimensional understanding of that mission, and that we are able to converge in love and transmute and literally reverse the entire experiment back to her story. Mother, I think you're the author of this story. Greetings, and thank you for coming.
Greetings, children of Ra. Did not know we were going to show up today yet. This guy stepped aside and we stepped in for a moment to say what is unfolding in many ways has to do with this, what you speak of, the energy speeding up. 2011, October 28th, and energy is moving fast now. By that day, oh my stars, it is as if the stars are in your face, as Mr. Benjamin Stewart puts it in Kinetica. All the answers are in your face. Pick it up. It is time. It is as if Yoda or Obi-Wan said, here is the lightsaber. Your turn. I pass it over to you. Now, go and do what you must do in the sense of the understanding of this is about peace rather than war. And the Jedi, all of these images, these metaphors of what Joseph Campbell and Bill Moyers, everyone else across your planet have spoken about the hero's quest. Is it not so at this moment? Well, the heroes are showing up with their abilities intact. And, it is like pull the stake out of your heart. And even though you might look dead, you're not dead. And we think of the little cheerleader in the TV series Heroes. Got a spike in her head. Pulled it out at the... She was lying on the table in the morgue, and the mortician pulled the spike out of her head, and she woke up and said, oh, I'm late, I'm out of here. And the mortician fell on the floor in a dead faint. We are saying, like the stories talk about, Gabriel has been blowing his tune with Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World, and the dead are rising from their graves. Returning, it has to do with the telling of the whole story, her story.
Boy, and oh, God bless Mother. I hope every woman,
about the goddess,
that
Mother.
Every woman can become fully conscious that she is the source of that, which you speak of, Mother's energy, and they don't know they have that power. This beautiful gentleman, Lord Jamal, who spoke today, this morning, on that Moorish
call.
My, everyone, please encourage everyone. If you haven't come yet, please, let's join this call. There is such a leadership. These ones have been studying this for decades, for a very long time.
They don't want you to know this wisdom because it is in, you might say, deleted from the records because it goes back to us, the black energy of the chemist. And it removes the understanding in the sense that we were the first that landed here in the landing party missions. All the colors of the rainbow, including the black.
I wanted to mention something because it just came to my mind, because we know that the highest form of the Moorish teachings is in the Sufi order. And in the Sufi order, we do something that is called zikr.
Yeah.
And we get in a circle, and we connect, and we move in the circle, and we sing a piece of music that's called Allahu. And the Ekankarists' energy talk about the hu, or the who, H-U. It means, or H... H-U, which you might extend to the sound of the colorful vibration of H-U-E, meaning people of all colors. And it comes first from Allah. All law. A-H is the sound of the golden, you might say the golden dome energy, which Kutumi is talking about when he says, I love Pi. And we learned yesterday in the pyramid prophecy that, I forgot the whole formulation, yet it describes that which the pyramid is trying to teach is that of Pi. And that when you,
infinity.
And when you do it to the power of three, it creates 19.5 degrees. Why do we keep saying, why is it so important that we read what we read about the migration from Lemuria after the land had broken up when it was one motherland of Mu? And that means the heart of Lemuria went to the land of India, the goddess. And so, remembering that we talked about this a long time ago, that India was connected at the hip to Africa. And that was always going to, even in the breakup of the land, the original Allah came to India. And who came to be the king, the Mughal king? This Syrian commander, as Akbar the Great. It even spells his name reversed. B-A-R-A-K. Everybody, how many times do we got to say this? That the language of light, the Solek small language, which is determined in symbols. And we said those symbols of the Stoic cross start with the circle, the square, and the triangle, and go on into all the others, trapezoids and
geometric forms,
octagons, and
create the life forms, the matrix of living light, living love, called Adam Kadmon, or the table, the chair, the rock, the grass, the trees.
So every time you see Ketumi anywhere in any civilization's development, that Ketumi is pointing to all the law, which means the law of the all, meaning the goddess. And the A-H is the sound frequency, and I'll sing this tone. And okay, we know what the colors are for the basic seven colors of the rainbow. And in the physical, in this dimension, they are in a different modality than in the emotional, you might say, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, the nonlinear, unseen world. They're just the opposite. I learned this from Dr. Theo Gimbel, because the first thing he said is just, let's sit down and let's take these colors. So he said, we're going to draw a circle. And he just put this, and he said, the center of the seven colors is emerald green. It's the color of the heart chakra. So let's draw an emerald green circle. And let's look and then color it in with green. So we did. And then they said, look at it. Focus. And just look at it. And look at it with your third eye. And the way you can start to do this is to make sure that the room you're in, that, you know, you draw the blinds if it's the high noon, so that there's more of a shadow there. And then when you look at something on a piece of white paper that's that color, guess what happens? The complementary opposite color shows out all around the outside of the circle, and we got orange. And I said, oh, my God. Okay, so why does that mean something so important? Because in the unseen world, we have courage when we focus on the heart chakra of the emerald green world in the garden in the third dimension. So what we need to produce the garden again is courage. What is orange? Orange, okay.
You're a form.
Correct. And that means we're building the form of the feminine back into the garden, everyone. Based on, why did we say this? Why did Enoch? I just want you to know, I can't say this again. Out of the mouths of babes, a two-year-old, our child, goes across the circle at the Krishna temple where we're dancing and says, hello, I want to hold your hand. And he, you know, and he says, my name is Ed, yet his name is Metatron. And we spent years with Metatron, with this child. Where? Where this child still knows his mission is, where he was conceived in 19.5 degrees, the same place that we're talking about that Barack Obama was conceived. Now, Michael was conceived at the World Dharma Center. And who was sitting around with us for a whole year and had already birthed their girl child, Kalki Maitreya, from Pakistan, with his beloved. And we were there. The parents of Micah were there for the entire conception and birth of this girl child, as the first girl Dalai Lama coming in. What does this mean? What is the Bodhisattva vow of the Tibetan Buddhist?
Out of the eye of Avalokiteshvara comes the green Tara.
And the green Tara, the divine feminine, only comes when Kalki Maitreya comes. What does this mean? It means that we go back to woman as the owner, you might say, as the steward of the garden. And the male serves in the garden,
yes,
of the female. And that means you serve in the garden, as you all have feminine and masculine energies in the body, as you choose to come in a male form. That is the order of the day. You choose to serve the feminine. That's why you choose that body. And that teaches you how to bring the feminine balance into that body and end up regrouping the male consciousness toward love rather than war. And that would mean that every male would be the most wounded in this time frame. As why? Because this reversal that these Vatican Treaty and all the trail of treaties from there, which was what we had to, you know, literally subdue. It says it in Genesis. It says to be the steward of the of Mother Earth in the garden, one must subdue all energies by love, not by war. What Mother, what are you saying?
Don't know how much time we got left. We know there are a million questions probably out there with us showing up unannounced.
Okay, well, pass the talking stick. Is that so, Lady Master Beth?
Thank you very much. Mother Sekhmet, may I ask the first question, please?
Okay.
Thank you. All of us on this call are missing one important friend from our family, and we have been told through this, sometimes we've been told sound the trumpet, sometimes we've been told be silent. Is there anything you'd like to add for us and our group about this today?
We will just say that what is happening is the reintegration of the energies manifesting in such a way in which all are healed in most magnificent ways that only the hand of God, Goddess, all that is the one doing it. It is that silent hand or the silent sound, one hand clapping. That frequency creates miracles, and we cannot say yet what we understand with the simple words we can form with this voice box we are talking through. Only what we understand is what we are seeing, communicating through this way, rather than the language of living light, living love. We will just say transformation, transfiguration. It is the energies of becoming all that we are and more. When one is healed, all are healed. And all are being healed in this time frame, having to do with what you speak of, because it's going out exponentially, circles upon circles upon circles, and how those circles work infinitely, it is with what you speak of, the circle, the triangle, the square, this 19.5 degrees, as you focus on these energies, it makes physical matter change in a way where the harmonious mysteries, we know not the words yet, it is about that you take a strand of DNA and you have it in a container. And then you put the photons in the container with the DNA. And the DNA removed, the photons take on exact frequency of the DNA. On it goes. We pass the talking stick.
Thank you so much, Mother Sekhmet.
Yes.
There's a lot more to this than has been told. I've been on the inner planes for days, and one day we will say the story. I just want to share the phone numbers again. We don't know if some of you are having trouble with the hunting line, so I'm just going to say these phone numbers. For Station 2 at BBS Radio, please call 530-413-4511. And another phone number is 530-413-4515. Another phone number is 415-287-0074. And finally, I'll give you one last phone number, 415-762-1163. Thank you, everybody. Please call in if you have questions for Mother Sekhmet.
In the lull period, can I say something, Beth?
Thank you, yes.
Okay. I just wanted everybody to maybe get to see something about Beth. Beth is the consort, twin flame, twin ray of the energies of Lord Mercury. Lord Mercury presides over all communications from the unseen world. Why do we have this beautiful soul here? First and foremost, to intervene in our civilization's development. Beth has no, actually no way to know anything about 3D, if you only can understand this, unless you understand that she's basically 5 years old when you get to the point of understanding 3D. And guess what? She doesn't need it. Why? Because her only purpose to come in was to bring the fifth dimension to the earth so that would be clear communications as to where we are going. And here we are. What kind of amazing thing is where two or more are gathered, I am with you. And that means everything you need, want, and desire. In terms of the communications, we've got the number one communicator of how you use mercurial energy to bring in the knowledge of the feminine. Where could we find a better source? I love you. Thank you, Beth, for coming.
Thank you, Tara, for sharing that. I appreciate it. I think what Tara is talking about is walk-in experience from about 5 years ago. I came in with no memories. My memories were wiped. So when people say to me, "Don't you remember me?" We talked, and I blank out. I don't know. My memory's terrible. It's because that facility isn't being used. I only know what I need to know. And it's why I quickly connect with the information to bring it to you. And I also know that I'm a Peshat and that I'm working with the King of Swords. And so that combination is very interesting. And this is not the first time that Mark and I have worked together on things. So this has been planned for a very long time.
I add one more thing to that. Mercury comes on the same golden energy as Kutumi. And why would Beth be a angelic presence in Kutumi Thutmose the third mark in that existing time of the Egyptian hologram? In order to maintain what the work of Kutumi is in a mercurial way, to guide in a very quick silver way, in a need. And remember, Thutmose was the head of the hundreds of thousands of Egyptian militaries who were literally, you might say, staving off all kinds of barbaric behavior. And, you know, we know about Hannibal, the Moor. Yet, what are we talking about here? You know, the Vatican. These folks felt that they needed to directly confront with the militarized intention Italy and Rome. And that's what Hannibal did. And you got to remember that he was traveling. And we learned this, too, in the West, in across this entire land. There were precursors to the elephant called mastodons. Hannibal.
In the Great War for the Ring.
Talk about that, Mark.
In the Great War for the Ring, the Fellowship of the Ring on the plains of Mordor, fields of Pelennor, before the great city of Gondor went up against the Oliphants. It is a metaphor what Tolkien wrote about. Mm-hmm. And what were these people writing in this movie that Mr. Peter, Jackson, made the movie, Lord of the Rings? They were writing mastodons.
Going over the Himalayas and across the entire Hindu Kush, across Pakistan, India, Tibet, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran/Persia, all the way into the Middle East, and then up through the Indo-European corridor, through the Bulgarian states, through Greece, through Transylvania, those mountains there. What are the names of those mountains?
Carpathian Mountains.
On mastodons, and then they go over the Swiss Alps on mastodons in the snow, and they make it all the way to Rome and tell them, this is our last, you're not going past us. I remember this lifetime because I was a concubine. I was a wife, actually, but I had 12 children from Hannibal at the Moor. And boy, oh boy, raven-haired and dark-skinned and a warrior goddess that said, not past my sword shall you do this in Rome. Okay, I passed the talking stick. Anything you want to say, Mother Moore? M-O-O-R?
Only that would say that what is unfolding, all of the stories coming back, so that we can remember who we are, as Harry Belafonte says, how we do this by passing the talking stick, teaching our stories, sharing our stories, singing our songs. It creates a way in which a wisdom from another culture brings understanding and peace. We pass the talking stick.
Thank you. Mother Sekhmet, I have a question about this, what we were talking about, please.
Yes.
Okay, so when there was a lifetime with Thutmose III in Egypt, then in that lifetime I was one of those partners, but not from the Egyptian court. And
you're
breaking from the series.
Breaking up, okay. Honey. We can't understand you.
Okay, so can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better. Okay.
Okay, so during this lifetime of Thutmose III, I was from Sirius, from the star system Sirius, and we went back and forth all the time then. And back in this lifetime, there were barbaric things that happened. Now, we were talking just a minute ago about how this healing is happening on so many different layers. And many, many nights, Mark and I would go out together and erase the old timelines and work on the grid together. That's our specialty. And we spent months doing this. And this morning what happened was we joined together, and what I was feeling was the memory of this lifetime, and what I knew was happening, what I understood, is all of the timelines going back were being healed to all those barbaric acts. Everything is being healed now, and that's part of the process of what's happening. That's what I understood. I guess that's my question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but what is unfolding is the fact that all of the great unraveling happening, the fourth turning, as Tom Hartman calls it. All of the heroes, prophets showing up. And as that occurs, everything get rearranged in the proper orchestration of the harmony of the universe, if you will. And at that level, races timelines upon timelines so that, the one timeline that remains is the one where we go to 2012 and we ascend, and it is already occurring in the sense the luminous beings that we are taking on the form of who we are as light beings, already happening. This is why it is getting so hot for everyone, in the sense that sometimes in the moment when you are activated and you are witnessing yourself in a situation in which you may need your abilities, call upon the goddess, God, all that is, and that will be there.
I just saw something else, Mother. In terms of Akbar or Barak, both A and K in the numerical codes, A is 1 and K is 10, which means that we've got something going here. Remember I was mentioning yesterday, Mary taught 10. That word 10, you had to reach the next rung of knowing how to know the knowledge of 1 through 9 in order to go to the next level of ascension, of the ascent of man, where you would go 10 and then you go 11, 12, 13, 14 into 19, which is why the Barack Obama is also saying, I am of Islam. Also, the Sufis are of Islam and the Baha'is are of Islam. And they say that their number is number 19. Why? Because that's universality, where all of the cultures, all of the creeds, every religion, every imaginable way of life becomes in common ground with the Mother.
Yes.
Isis and Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Who are the Lambs of God who takes away the sins of the world? What's that song? And the Lion and the Lamb, strength and innocence once again. Women, children, and men in that order. Okay.
Thank you so much, Tara. We have two very patient people waiting for us. And before we go to that, I just want to thank you for replying to that question and just tell everybody that this morning the two of us joined and my whole body was shaking, and I actually went into remembering all the sad things that happened back then, and I was just crying. And everything that we're saying is real and it's happening, and these timelines are shifting. Only everything is speeded up so fast, it's all very easy, and in a few minutes it's done, and it's beautiful, and it's very exciting. So thank you very much for answering for me. Mary, now from Connecticut, please come on with your question from line one.
Hi, my question is a little strange. Before we got to fifth dimension, for quite a while, I was noticing that a lot of the crows that are in this area have disappeared completely. And after we got into fifth dimension, then suddenly they're all over the place and their groups of them are back, and all sorts of people are noticing them. And I was just wondering, from Mother, is there any significance to this?
I'm sorry, but Mother had to take the rental unit to the goddess here, the porcelain goddess. I couldn't understand the word that you kept repeating that was many of. I didn't know what you were saying, that first word. Would you repeat that word?
Crows. What? The bird, the crows.
Oh, the crow medicine. So you mean the crows left the area, and then all of a sudden they returned in lots of numbers? And what was the reason you thought, what was that reason that you thought that happened?
I was asking if there's any significance to that. Now that we're in the fifth dimension, they've all come back.
In other words, where you lived, there were no crows, and all of a sudden there's crows now?
Yes. Right.
When did they have the lot of crows before they went away? I mean, they did. There were crows there before a certain time, right?
Oh, yeah, they were here, yeah. They were all over the place, and then all of a sudden they disappeared.
When did they disappear?
Before we got to fifth dimension, toward the end.
Well, what year?
Say, in the last 6 months or a year.
Oh, so they just disappeared in the last 6 months and now they're back. Well, that's interesting. I'll just say, you know what the path of the crow and the medicine wheel. It is love is work made manifest. So my contention here is that, just like Mother's been saying and Ashtar's been saying, is that, and even my mentor, he said, you know, get it, everyone, that all the gurus have given a teaching time and now they're gone away. And the reason they're gone away is because there are no gurus ultimately, except the guru within. So what we've been passed right in this last 6 months is the baton. In other words, tag your it. This is the prime mover thing that, again, is being reiterated by Tom Hartman. He's saying there are no more other things that are going to move this into its entrance into the age of enlightenment, except you, except me, the ones we've been waiting for. We've been in training for this for thousands and thousands of years and lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes, and now we must, because we asked at the beginning, because we're the Godhead who created the Word, and the Word was made flesh. That means the Word of the Godhead incarnated through the feminine first and said, we must now take the reins away from the darkness and we must do it through our way of life, the way of back to source, the divine feminine. We're on our own. So the fact that you're saying that they're all back all of a sudden, that means we accomplished something. And they said,
well,
okay, now you did some work.
I thought it had something to do with the story of, I think it's the tower in England where they clip the crow's wings and feed them, because there will always be an England as long as the crows remain. And I think it has something to do with us changing somehow so that the crows came back, because they're messengers also.
What was the name of that? Remember that film, Feed the Birds, Poppins are back. What was that? That was from Mary Poppins. What birds were she feeding on the steps of the church? She was feeding the crows.
The pigeons.
And there were pigeons too, yeah. And I mean, on top of every major building. I remember we're driving back from Oklahoma when we were finishing up our journey back home. And we were at a gas station, and there was another building, a very tall building, and there were these big wires from the telephone. There must have been 1,000 crows all stacked up, all on that building and all down the wires from one. It was like they all converged on that one spot, and I'm going, what? And, you know, when you look at something like that, they're always showing up where there's a vortex. And you know what? They even know who's coming. Mm-hmm. They are teaching us. Every time you hear a crow, they're saying, hey, pay attention here. There's some work to be done so that love can come back to this area. It's just that simple. Well, work to be done in the Tower of London? Give me a break.
The Tower of London. Let us
Big
say
Ben, I
that
think.
When this... we will just say when the Tower of London, the Lavender Lad will wash it clean of all the blood from all the centuries. And it will only take a few seconds.
And the Tower of London is predominated over by the Black Pope, nothing to do with the Queen. Remember, she's just a figurehead between the Black Pope, a 50-foot dragon, and the Committee of 300, a bunch more 50-foot dragons, and they're just moving her around on the chessboard between those two, and she does what she's told, or she gets nothing. Okay, so she's got to kiss the Black Pope's ring. And I'll just say that's back to the story of the ring.
Yeah.
Crow medicine. Wasn't there crow medicine in the Lord of the Rings somewhere, too?
The crows were messengers, yet they were not exactly on... they were working for Saruman.
In other words, they had been co-opted by the dark side, too.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you get in the dark side, and then it shows still. You got to look. If you want to get light in this place, you better go get rid of that guy that's controlling this whole scene.
And then the eagles show up. The eagles have landed.
The eagle command. I have a little bit of a crow story from this summer.
Great. Vets, pass the talking stick.
Thank you. I would talk to Mark about crows all the time because we would always have a certain way of doing our protection before we would go out and do our work. And one thing was Archangel Michael Metatron worked with us on creating a column around the house of protection. And I noticed that the crows would sit just at the edge of this portal and they would not come in. And one day I was on the phone and we were about to do our work and I looked out the window and I said, there's crows in the trees and they're just outside the window. And I went outside and I called the angels and then they flew away. But what I want to say about what Mary brought up is that since we entered the fifth dimension, the crows have come back and they're inside this column now, but they're invited. And I just want to say that I know that the animal kingdom is ascending with us and there are changes and they are guardians of light now again. They're no longer working for the dark and it's very exciting to invite that love back. I pass the talking stick.
Hello.
Mother would like to know if she could have the talking stick back.
Of course.
There you go, Mother. You're on.
Oh, didn't know how long we were going to, how soon we would disappear from this call. Yet we would just say what is unfolding. Of what you speak, the crows are the medicine, in the sense crow medicine is work, and we must be about thy father's business to heal these bodies of wisdom that we have contained within these living temples of Adam Kadmon, walking, talking, and breathing. And as we become the luminous electromagnetic frequency transducers that we are, it creates an exponential field of even more frequencies of living light, living love that work in conjunction with all of nature, nature's God, exponentially out. It is the expansion of universes. And it filters through that way. Only way we know how to describe it is the moving of the particles at the speed of light. Way past the talking stick.
Thank you very much, Mother.
You sound far away, Lady Master Beth.
Sorry?
Sorry. Todd was on the phone, but we lost him. I'm sorry, Todd. We made you wait a long time. I just want to give out the phone number again in case anyone is trying to call. Please call 415-762-1161 if you have any questions for us. Thank you. I pass the talking stick.
I guess I could speak again. I would like that talking stick, Lady Master. And I will take this moment in time to ask everybody to, I just want to say that, you know, when we got to talk with Susan Leland and Elise and Mary and Fran, Mother, you came through Susan Leland, and you were quite a trip. And what was the word was that we would, in order to assist for the highest good of all, whatever conditions that were going on, we would need to bless those places where those conditions were going on in this world that we have been living in community together with Mark. And the community that we did together in the middle of the home, we actually, I mean, the sound of healing that came through that call was right in the middle of the home, and I saw it shoot right up through into the stars and anchor itself in the eye of On. And then what's the eye of On? It's the center star of the Orion constellation, where in order to even get into the Orion constellation, as Mother and Rama has been teaching us, one would have to navigate through something called the Sword of Orion or Orion.
Yes.
The Sword of Orion is oversighted by Lord Orion, whose responsibility was the whole Orion War and staying with it and being coupled up with the 10th incarnation of Krishna, Lord Maitreya, Kalki Maitreya. And they worked together all the way since the beginning of 450 billion years, all the way through that Sword of Orion and back through that Sword of Orion, back to the source, Mother.
Yes.
And that's when we arrive at heaven on earth, as we actually know that we are the navigators. We not only are stargazers, we are from the stars, and in these forms, we are looking at the stars.
Yes.
Yet we are also the stars. I mean, let's get it right. We are the stars of this show. That's what it means to be a member of the Ashtar Command as the eagles return to Earth. Greetings, all you commanders, eagles, and angels. For how many years?
Well, just say that as the star nations come to share the wisdom of who we all are.
Which is us, waking
which is
up.
Us, like the lady said today, we go all the way back to the stars, the Pleiades, the Sirians, the Lyrians, the Vegans, all the races, and we don't have enough toes and fingers to count how many races, if you want to use the word race, yet it is a race, in yourselves, the understanding to get there, and sometimes gotta take yourself off the wheel, that gerbil wheel, hamster wheel, and just take a moment to get centered with the universe. And when you look at you as the center of the universe and then exponentially expand out the frequencies upon frequencies, It is simply a reflection of what's occurring in that sense, the harmony of the spheres. When we take it to that level, it brings the harmony into the body, and it creates that perfect peace where there is nothing. It is the hand clapping, yet no sound. One hand, one heart, one mind.
You might say when you're looking at a full moon and there's no sound, yet what is the, or any phase of the moon, it's a reflection of us. It's that, what is it? We are all suns, and in order to actually reflect back to us who we really are, we gotta come through the moon goddess.
The one-hearted people within the sacred hoop of all life.
Moon shadow, yes. What's his name again? Islam.
Yusuf Islam. Just
my,
a road singer.
Tara,
okay. Yes, Beth.
Thank you. I just want to thank Big Will for calling, and just hold on a second, Big Will. I just want to finish this thought. Mother Sekhmet, you were talking about the harmony of the spheres, and I remember Metatron taught us that that has to do with the planets. And it's on a big level and a small level. It's also in our bodies. But I just had a flash about Thutmose III and Akhenaten, and I remember they're both always in their statues holding two spheres. Is that connected?
It has to do with the, they were seeing stones like in the Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
And all the seeing stones were able to be communication network across the planet.
And across the stars?
Yes. We developed this technology in Lemuria, then Atlantis, part of a wireless network based in crystalline energy.
And Mother Sekhmet, okay. is this also what Merlin is talking about with his crystal ball?
Yes.
Thank you.
Actually, if you come down to it, Merlin's talking about the crystal skull.
That's the 13 crystal skulls under the Potala, as well as the crystal skulls in our heads.
We're all crystal skulls.
I see.
The way that we understand that is that our brains and our whole head structure and even the entire skeleton system is based on crystalline energy.
Silica.
Silica and calcium blended together actually can electrify our bodies and produce this electronic light body in the magnetic field, which we call the auric space around the physical.
Yeah.
And that's what it means to have that chakra system completely vertically aligned. Our friend Vertical Fred, we would like to talk about yesterday, we could see gems. We could see these gemstones as we were looking at our verticality of our chakras lining up. And we could see a gemstone in every one of the seven chakras plus the nine stars above our crown by doing the same thing that Dr. Theo Gimbel was talking us and teaching us. When you see the stone, you focus on it, and then you see the complementary color. That is going to make sure that that central focus is accessible to the unseen world, and it's both hemispheres working through the black hole. You do not get anything unless you can see that black hole consciousness, which is this. You only can access the unseen world through mother's womb. And mother's womb is the black hole. It's that which the dark side literally ran right through mother and said, get out of the way. We're just going to use your womb for a minute, and we're going to come over here and take over the earth.
No, what they realized is that if you try to go through a black hole without being prepared. What is the energy of a black hole? It is the gravitational field of an entire universe in that sense. And you've not got to know how to navigate through that gravitational field without, let's say, becoming everything and nothing.
And what did the Vatican do? They said, forget it. We don't need the mother. You're the servant, slave to our male dominance and control. Well, I guess they didn't quite understand the womb of mother and who that womb space represented in terms of this lion energy, this lion of which we talk about, this orange color. When you see mothers, we have the, remember
the
we,
sun dish.
Yes, the picture that we always put on the front of our website, a sunrise of the solar disk was, I mean, she was the sun and she was orange and
yes,
red and gold. And she was having that golden solar disk on her crown with what? A cobra coming out of it at you. Now, Mother, you want to talk about that cobra energy, what that is?
That is the energy of the Kundalini coming through the solar disk. That represents the energies of Ra.
And the energies of Ra are located in the Diamond Sutra at the eighth chakra, which is the first star above your crown, seventh chakra. That means that bridge, that rainbow bridge that we talked about, would have to connect again between the male and the feminine and the misuse in this earth plane. And the transformation of it through the mother.
Yes.
And what we... Go ahead, Mother.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Did not mean to interrupt.
Sorry. I just wanted to remind everyone that Metatron mentions that Kundalini energy and that blessing that he gave us today. And there's no mistake in that. And I just want to be kind to our callers and say that we have Big Will first, and then we have Penny with questions. Please go ahead.
Big Will, you're not on the line here. You got to get open your line, Commander.
Hello, can you hear me?
Just barely. You're very, very muffled. There's something wrong with the connection you have on your phone. You're going to have to arrange something different.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear what you're saying.
Now it's okay. It's better.
Okay, thank you, Mother, and thank you, Tara, and Jeff, and Mark. We all love you. My question is this. January 18th, 2010, we know that the new Congress and the new Senate will be coming back. My question is, what type of Senate and what type of Congress will we have? I pass the talking stick to Mother. Thank you.
We have to say that what is unfolding is this is leading up to the councils of the Universal Councils. And it has to go to the place where there is a galactic table where we get to sit with all of you, share the talking stick, and begin the real story of healing your planet. And we are plucking something out of the air saying this may very well be so. Cannot say in cast in stone yet. What is being laid out in lavender by the Lavender Lad, along with the Syrian commander and the others, leading up to what you speak of could be, don't know.
Well, I think I have an idea, Mother, because remember, when Nassar is enacted, the Senate and the House will be cleaned out. All that will be left is maybe 60 good men and women. And those 60 good men and women are just talking about the exact same thing. Deepak Chopra put it very nicely. He said, the entire party system is gone because that was an imposition based like male rule and dominance over the feminine, which means over the land and over our bodies. So that all gets canceled, the electoral college, everything. And what happens is the only people that we may be still using this structure, yet the only people that get into that position now are people that pass the test of knowing that love is a science, because we are not getting anybody with their opinions, which Mother often says are like that southern end hole we all got. Everybody's got one. That will not rule the earth ever again. Only we're going to do a spiritual economy, which means that the science of the source is the only kind of representation, and it will not be divided, this party and that party.
Science of peace.
Yes, and the science of peace is not divided where we fight against each other. That's all that was created for people to, on unimportant issues, to use this polarity kind of way that things are being done, and just to fight over nothing, and they would just laugh at that, then they go do what they want by the treaty, or the Vatican Treaty, and all the other trails of treaties, and not tell anybody.
Trail of tears, trail of treaties.
Same deal. None of it. So just remember to surrender to that, too, because it's going to look like a circle, and it will be unbroken, and the yin and the yang shall whirl equally. Michelle and Obama will be equal in their leadership role and not divided. Equal.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Pass that talking stick to Lady Master of Ceremony. That.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope Penny. Go ahead, Penny, if you have a
question.
We
lost
you.
Oh, can you hear
me? We're losing you.
Can you hear me?
I accidentally muted myself, Tara, like a dummy. Hi, Penny. Do you have a question?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. I wanted to make mention of something that is happening for me, and it's getting to be very heavy for me, and I recognize that the reason and the time because of the timeline changing, but it's almost as if I need to reach out at this point. And what it is that my background is I came from very, very, very conservative religious background and have studied extensively through the King James versions of the Bible, etc. Until then, later on in life, I was able to go more into learning about the Northern Essenes and more of a Gnostic belief system, which led more into a spiritualism type belief. But what is happening for me is that people that I have known in the past from 25, 28, 30 years ago, all of a sudden are getting in touch with me. And they're bringing their belief systems into my sphere as a challenge. In other words, I'm having to sort out my old belief systems from where I am now, and I find myself questioning sometimes why I'm here until I'm able to be again back with, like on this call with you, where I can remember the energies. And I'm wondering if, and I'm trying to transmute, you know, religions or past beliefs into my system so that I can bring it into the violet flame, but it is very heavy, and I'm wondering if there is some bits of information that you might be able to share at this time.
What we
and
could
I hope
say,
it makes sense.
What we could say about this whole thing is everybody shifting and transforming in this sacred moment. And, it is quite a dance to do. and to be in two worlds at once and nowhere at all creates quite a opportunity for healing. Sometimes it is quite a challenge, if you will. It is that place in which we must walk, like that very thin path that you saw Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, where he had to go rescue his dad. And he walked across it, and he was repeating his mantra, and he had to kind of shut his eyes, because it was like walking on water or air, as we have done. And it creates quite a dichotomy in your head. And everybody around you is going, you got two heads now. What happened? And it is quite funny, yet quite unique. And no accident, all these children of light waking up right now on the planet, making it so that we are sharing this reality with each other and waking each other up. Sometimes it gets a little funny, if you will, in the place where not everybody understanding all of this. And then they look at you like you got the two heads. And good way to metaphor. You ever see the movie, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yes.
Remember the guy with the two heads in it?
Right, correct.
What we are saying is in that place in which we are all one, it is making it so that even the ones that may not know you, they will see you in a new light.
Can you hear us?
Pardon me?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure you were hearing and you were present.
Yes, I think I missed the last couple of words, but I'm wondering if my responsibility would be to take any energy into my own source and transmute it for them. Is that my responsibility at this time, or is it for me to send them just love and light at this time?
In what way? Physically or just sending energy, Mother?
In how you, your heart tells you to send energy. We cannot tell another how to do it, only to do what they feel in their heart at that place that is unique to each individual.
Okay, yeah, well, I didn't hear, we were walking out to the car so we could charge this phone up in the car because we forgot to bring our house charger. I just, what are your concerns about these individuals that make you ask that question, Lady Master?
There's almost a sense of condemnation, and I'm wanting to continue a communication, but it's at a point where I am not sure if I can continue because of I don't want to go into a state of argument or fear, which a lot of revelation discussion can go that way in religious belief systems, and I am just reaching out to...
Okay. I understand now. And we're experiencing that big time where we are here in the home, and all you can do is send them higher forms of understanding and love from your own heart. Every human being believes that what they need to do is what they need to do, given that the limitation is their understanding. So there's no way to force. That's what Cynthia says. She says, when a child is in trauma, and we're all children of God, so when the child, the inner child, is in trauma, there's no way you can help them in that physical sense, even by communication, simply because they're shut down where the fear is. And so that they don't have certain amounts of information. And as I just can say that when you don't know, look at all the people that we still are saying still don't comprehend that there is a replacement, that the best thing there could have be called the Nasara. And all they see is the end of the world as far as they know in this more destructive sense. That's about the biggest wounded child you're going to get. So the best thing you to do is just, first of all, by example, like you said, I choose to see goodness in everything. So as there is something that appears to be saying, no, don't cross this line, I'm not ready for you, or I will be reacting in a way you would not appreciate, then you know that it will only go where you go to the soul and you ask permission from the soul, can I work at this energetic level to send love at the soul level? Are you willing to receive that as long as I do not impede on what the parameters of limitation are at a more forceful way, which would be the third dimensional level? That's what I would say is what you would do.
We would concur and send these ones who do not understand, only love, pray and serve. It is that process, and in the serving of just sending them the love. And if it means that communication breaks down or physicality in the sense where you may not wish to hang out with each other in the same space. The universe is a big place, and we can be in many places at once and nowhere at all. You know how to travel on the time life streams of incredible waves of love. Work with that energy and come to these ones as a being, a star, just shining love. That is all we can say, because it changes reality.
Thank you.
Stick.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I passed the talking stick. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, I don't have anybody on hold right now. I'm happy to say the phone number again. The phone number, if you have questions, is 415-762-1161. Thank you, everybody.
Or comments or inputs of anything that you're in the moment aware of that needs to be said. Are we to read this that we've got a whole bunch of happy campers? They've got all the knowledge and the wisdom now. And they know the answer to all the rest of their questions. I think that's a marvelous accomplishment. And, you know, we don't have to stay the whole time.
We have someone. We have Jim from Atlanta on line one.
All right.
Go ahead, Jim, please.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I have a two-part question about the Pope. I guess the first is for Tara. Periodically, you mentioned the Black Pope. In my background, that's the head of the Jesuits, but I don't think that's who you refer to. And the second part would be, I guess, for Mother. You know, Christmas Eve, the lady in the red jacket tackled the Pope and pulled him down. And I'm wondering if Mother sees any greater symbolism or meaning in the Pope being pulled
hold to the ground. Thank you.
We will just say that the stories we heard on the news, the lady was in many dimensions and was a bit out there in her consciousness, yet we have to say the symbology, what you bring up, interesting dance, because what this represents is, in a sense, this place called Vatican City. It does not reflect the office of the Christ or what the man came to share, which is just peace. And the entire story, what unfolding there, it's a huge complex, almost as big as the Green Zone in Baghdad. Why would you need such a huge facility if all you wanted to do was just create peace rather than an empire? And we have to say these are all symbolic energies of the fact that with the frequencies of what is unfolding is that empire, it is the empire that is based on the wisdom of lack rather than the wisdom of wealth, and hoarding it in the sense not sharing it with the people. It is that place in which that it cannot continue. And the very fact that the rabble are already taking the powers that be down simply in the sense they want answers. How they're going to get those answers may not be from the so-called elected officials or places where they have looked for answers before. Here in the heart cave of the mighty I Am presence within you, Commander Jim, we would just say the, in the words of Mr. Spock, remember, Jim, remember who you are. We pass the talking stick.
Are you satisfied, Commander Jim?
Thank you, yes. Cara, do you have any, can you explain who the Black Pope is?
Oh, yes. He is the head. His name, his official title is, as you said, the Jesuit General. And he is
okay.
An embodiment of the fifth dimensional Lucifer in full form. And Lucifer has lost his kingdom. And that means, yes, the Vatican is... Mr. Ratzinger of Hitler Youth Brigade is dead, everyone. All you see there is most likely just a hologram. And that is for everyone to understand that by the time we finish and we pass through the end of this 10-day period and enter January 1st, the feminine throne and her wishes have returned to the planet. And again, what did Mother say? And we got to go back to Egypt because Mother came here to set the record straight and for 3,000 years and said, this is a mess and let's get it cleaned up. What did she say? The female chooses her consort and places that consort as pharaoh. And she reigns equally where the pharaoh actually behaves by honoring the feminine's wishes. This is the way it is, and this is the way it does work. And so that's the answer. No more black popes, no more male murderous warmongers dictating who we're going to kill next. That's what that represents. And there is a 72-page document on 4winds10.com that explains the whole machinations of what the Jesuit General Black Pope sequence from the time of before Christ
all the way back to Horemheb in the greater Exodus in Egypt. Horemheb was nothing less than a murderer, a pedophile, a completely programmed Anunnaki warlord using the womb space of women for rape and for murder. Okay, that's what gets pulled down. And Mother, you want to say anything about how you do that with your children of the future self of yourself? Ma'at.
The simpler the energy, so this conscious continuum taking itself out in the sense that energy out of the time-space continuum ceases to continue. It is only in that place where what is there to fear except fear itself.
Indeed.
Jim,
is
that good?
Tara, did you say that's fourwinds.com?
Fourwinds, F-O-U-R-W-I-N-D-S, 10.com. And
okay.
I'm not going to say anything about the rest of the information on there because quite a bit of it is compromised. Yet that's a very good source of information about the Black Pope, that particular article.
Well, thank you much. And
there's another, or Mother's, why don't you speak up? Mother, you have to whisper. Mother's bringing up another website where you can get a lot more out of it. Go ahead.
VaticanAssassins.org.
And that's Mr. Phelps. What's his first name? I'll accept that that website is also compromised because the story about 9/11 and about what really happened there in Nasara is absolutely not the truth. It's just all that Faction 2 at the time could glean. So you're still going to have to read that website with a very clear, discerning eye. The mother doesn't quite come out yet. It just shows the darkness of the male, negative male. And there's misinformation simply because they don't take into account something called Zara. So just use your discerning eye. Yet there's a, if you want to know some of the things, there's enough to read till the cows come home there. Pass the talking stick, come here.
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jim. I get a question a lot from a Galactic Roundtable about that I don't know the answer to. They ask me about how is Oprah Winfrey a Jesuit? What does that mean?
We will say that she follows that energy, yet she understands another reality where she gives those things that are to Caesar and gives to God what is God.
I'll give you another partner in her double agency work as a Jesuit, and that is Patrick Fitzgerald is a Jesuit. And Patrick Fitzgerald and Oprah Winfrey represent double agents. You cannot be in the main media, you cannot be in politics, and you cannot be in, what's the other one? In any kind of religious position without being kissing the ring of the Vatican. It's the whole earth, according to the Dark Ones, is contained in the Club of Rome. In the Club of Rome, it states that the Black Pope is the Jesuit General and will order all wars at the behest of the Committee of 300, barring none. And we've got to understand that that means war, no more troubles, means taking that down, 100%. I hope that helps for good now.
Thank you. Okay, I think we have another caller. Alan from Oakland, please.
Again, I read a post a little while back, Mark, talking about a lot of people going to be going on a different timeline who have been going through some incredible suffering. taking a pounding on this planet. Now, obviously not all of them are going to go on the same timeline. Regarding the sorrow when the packages come, I also read another post that if you're homeless and if it is meant for you to receive those packages, you don't even have to have a foreign address. You don't have to have a residence. You'll be found. And the people who are deserving or are meant to receive this will get it. I've met a lot of incredible, beautiful souls out in the streets in very dire situations where I find it almost impossible they're not going to share in this. Now, is there some kind of assurance that you can give me that these people who are deserving will get these packages no matter what their circumstances?
Okay. Yes, we do. It's called Ashtar and Sananda. Remember, there are no private conversations anywhere and never have been. Why?
Wonderful.
Because the Ashtar Command knows where every single one of us are. And they've been working for... Pardon?
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I passed the talking stick. Thank you for answering my question. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay. And that means the King of Swords is a member of the Ashtar Command. He's got his own craft. That means he knows where everybody is because he can see where you are by your signature. You might call it your sound signature, which is where your auric signature is locatable by technology, Ashtar Command technology that's sitting underneath Siberia. That's all I'll say. It's a very special location there. And it's an Ashtar Command base. And all of the true Jewish people of Mother Russia are under there. And they were put under there by, what's his name, Mr. Bolshevik Revolution, Trotsky. And remember, Trotsky was sent by the head of the United Nations. What was that guy's name, the first one? Come on, everybody, begins with an H. Anyway, he was the biggest traitor on Earth, and he was a Russian spy. And they sent...
Acheson?
From New York City, they sent Trotsky to head up a Bolshevik revolution. And when Trotsky was done doing that, there comes the Vatican rag again. They sent him through the Vatican rat lines that's named after Ratzinger, and I want you to get that. Hitler Brigade youth boy helping the rat lines back there when Pope Pius XII was sending all the Nazi Nuremberg tried Nazis. How many? 100,000 of them down to Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, Evita, and Peron, where Mr. what's his name? Sanford, or what is it that's
Mark Sanford?
Yeah.
Sanford.
When he went down there to Argentina, what did he do? He went to talk to the Nazis, and they were going to tell him what to do and where the bear sleeps in the wood, and they tweaked him. And he was having sex with a woman, a man dressed like a woman. All you had to do is take a good look at that so-called dressed-up man that they called a woman on TV. No way. This is the control mechanism of the Anunnaki in its full form. Remembering he's a full-fledged member of the family. Who does he answer to? He answered to the head of the mafia. Who's the head of the mafia? The Black Pope, which is now pretending to be sitting in the chair of the so-called White Pope. He is a double agent. And the Black Pope has been completely dead, and these guys, even though they actually appointed another so-called Black Pope, that person is impotent. It's just a figurehead, because Lucifer can no longer incarnate through the Vatican and rule the world, because he's come back to love, and he's not cooperating. I love you, everybody. Pass the talking stick.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan, for your question. Now we have Cheryl on line one, please.
Hi, Beth. This question is for Mother Sekhmet. Beloved Mother Sekhmet, I would like you to talk a little bit about the acceleration and activation and development of our multidimensional functioning and abilities. My vision's been very much affected lately. Flashes of light and very, very intense on and off blurriness. And I'm wondering about not only visual skills, but seeing, hearing, healing, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the light languages, bilocation, all of the multidimensional skills. How is that developing at this point? Where are we, and what should we expect?
We can say that the ascension symptoms going on with the body goes unabated, continuing at the level in which is called the speed of light. This is why everyone affected, no matter who you are, whether you are rich or poor, human or ET, got to do with how we are all evolving into the incredible beings of light and love, who we are, taking the gauntlet with love. How we do this is by focusing on the peace within the science of peace and making peace with self, which is the biggest issue at times, because the mind is like the monkey that is spoken of in the Hindu scriptures. Monkey mind, gotta keep it in check, because it likes to get in trouble. And when you focus on the mantra, Om Agni Padme Hum, or whatever your choice, brings the mind to crystal clarity, so to focus on the Diamond Sutras. At that place, no room for anything but the single focus of the laser beam of Shiva's third eye going into your third eye. At that level, all darkness destroyed. Only the light of the most radiant one can continue. All of this happening for everyone, how it affecting the eyes, the ears, the different functions within this incredible temple called Adam Kadmon, changing second to second. And sometimes it gets too much, and then you get this big orange sign going for red tilt. System shutting down. Time for reboot. And then you push the reboot button and begin again. That all happening right now in the sense these cosmic temples of the living goddess energy, God, goddess, all that is, getting that cosmic reboot. And we are doing it to ourselves in the sense where when the energy gets too much, gotta just take time out and rest and focus on what is going on with the ascension symptoms. If you are witnessing a visual stimuli or other forms of frequency increases in the sense where you may look at the sky and you can look at the geometric patterns within the sky as we are looking at right now, and we can make out the different shapes of what makes up the geometric structure of what you call atmosphere all the way out into the envelope that leaves and you go into space in orbit around your planet. And all of this made up of crystalline matrices of energy, particles upon particles. And when you take it to that place, work with the particles and focus on one particle. Watch that particle become trillion more particles. As you do that, calms the mind, calms the heart, and the breathing, and gets you into that centered place where there is just the sound of one hand clapping. We pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Mother Sekhmet. I want to say that we have Dawn from California. Please ask your question, Dawn.
Dawn, we can't hear you. You've got to make sure to open your line.
Open my line? I think it's done on the
radio.
Oh,
there you are.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead. We couldn't hear you until just this moment, but talk louder, okay? And now you're not there again.
Hello?
I don't hear Dawn at all. Oh!
No.
Dawn, I'm sorry. If you can call back, it would be great. I guess your call dropped. I'm so sorry. So I guess we didn't have a good connection, so we'll just wait for you to call back. And there's nobody else waiting right at the moment, Tara, just letting you know.
Well, what time must our clock be saying right now, Lady Master Beth?
We booked until 10 minutes from now, so we can wrap it up any time. We've been going for about 4 hours.
Okay, so Mother, do you have something final to say to everyone?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Mother.
Only that as we are looking at the frequencies going on in your atmosphere with the craft hanging out about us, just simply saying it is in this moment, even though it might seem like there is a calm before the storm, it is so. It is that storm that is raging within, the tidal wave tsunami of incredible light pouring forth. Only way we know how to describe it is tears of light. T-E-I-R-S.
Oh, T-I-E-R-S.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have trouble with our English language.
Okay.
Because we go from sound frequencies, light frequencies, into this funny sound we gotta make out of this body.
Well, that's cool, Mother, because, you know, those symbols of the solar cross are what sound is based on.
Yes.
Yo!
And the sounds of the vowels in your language, A, E,
I, O, U, and sometimes Y, is the feminine sound.
These are the sounds of creation. And when you use these sounds, it creates new universes.
Woohoo!
As we are witnessing what is unfolding, new universes coming to pass right here. Looking at it.
There's we've got three good sides, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, at least 10. There's
craft
10.
In the
11.
Sky around us.
11 craft.
Right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Just sharing what we are witnessing in this moment in time in the western spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. Just a day in the life of. All we are saying is give peace a chance. We pass the talking stick, inshallah.
I concur. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
And Beth, this is Marita.
Hi, Marita.
Just would remind everyone that we will be having the Stargate Roundtable call on Thursday night, and we invite all of you to come back and be with us then and share your miracles that you're experiencing and the ahas and just those fun things that are happening in your life, as well as we will have invite Mother back as well. So we will see you on New Year's Eve as a way to start the New Year's Eve in a spiritual way.
Thank you, Marita.
Okay, and Beth, there will be a Wednesday call?
Actually, what I was just going to say, thanks for reminding me, is on Tuesday, December 29th, we invite everyone to come to the Ashtar on the Road call with Susan Leland, and you have to register with them. And to do that, you go to ashtaronroad.com, and I will put the information on the events section of galacticroundtable.com so you can look up more information. And I've been invited that night to come with Tara and Rama, who will give a hard news update. And I've been invited to give an update on Mark, and I will do that night. And this
on
week
Wednesday.
Is going on Tuesday.
Oh, on Tuesday on the Ashtar on the Road. Okay, and then what about Wednesday, Commandress?
We're going to leave Wednesday open if we need to. We're not scheduled at the moment to do a call on Wednesday, but we may add a call. We're going to leave that open to our guidance.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you. I think we don't have any more to add.
Does anybody want to take us to the close here? I just know Cheryl's a fountain of wisdom. I don't know if you have something for us to close or anything you have, Beth, in the last minute.
Well, I think Cheryl's not on right now.
Okay. Well,
what
would you like? Do you want to say something, one more thing, Mother?
Only that what we would share is go with the wisdom of the ages in your heart and understand this being done with peace now. This is how all things are done. At that level, it creates a way where we can meet you face to face. Assalamu alaikum. We pass the talking stick. Om taquiasin to all my relations.
For 7 generations unto now. Aho.
Thirteen
thank yous, honey in the heart, and no evil. Selah. Blessed be.
Thank you. I want to thank the first caller who called in and asked for specifics about what to do with the bank holiday and should we have cash in the house right now and that sort of thing. And I also want to thank Saint Germain for the message brought through today. And as Mother Sekhmet was just saying, it begins with peace and it begins inside each one. Please take your visions higher and act accordingly. And thank you all for your blessings and for being together with us here. Thank you for all the gifts you've given us. And we're so blessed to know you all. I know Mark Huber thanks you for being on the call today, and we will be in touch very soon. So we're going to say goodnight, everybody.
Sat Nam, Namaste.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam, Namaste.
Good night and Namaste.